got farther than go to do. I show you what type of stuff I'm on, you can't pump or zip it, because I was born with it. The broken down the devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, your pen. I get action, so everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back pump. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot, some say I got more juice than Tupac. Straight out of Jersey, you heard me, my brother, I'm black.
Turn the fuck up in this bitch. Let go. What's happening, everybody? You know what it is. Is it ill or should it be killed? Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Ill or Kill. Hold on, what's my background music? Let me get this right. Oh, there it is. Shout out to the homie Blends Beats. I got to get some more beats. Hey, producers, you want your beats featured in the background while I do Ill or Kill? Holler at your dog at K100_radio. Excuse me. Any producers, give me some dope beats. I mean, I fuck with my homie Blends, don't get me wrong, that's the homie. But what I'm saying is, you know what I mean? Yo, send me some more beats. You know what I'm saying? Send me some more beats, and I'll play your beats in the background, and I'll make sure I give you a shout-out, and we'll tweet that stuff out and do all that. So if you're a producer, hit me up on Twitter at K100_radio, or send me your beats to K100radio@gmail.com. I'm new streaming this tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you feel me? So shout-out to everybody that's over here tuning in over on Ustream, you dig? I appreciate you already. Guys just popping. My beats might have had it by now. Anyway, you know what it is. This is K1's Radio's own Ill or Kill. I own Homegrown Indie Music Review. Tonight is white. It's white tonight. I'm on the goose. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting loose. I'm getting ready because later on tonight I'm be hitting J Paul's over there on the south side of fuck with the homie Magnum PI over his little bash over there. So we're gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to him. But that's after the show. Right now. Pause for the calls. All right. You know what it is, man. It's time for Ill or Kill, man. So basically what we do over here at K1's Radio, and we've tweaked it a little bit. Hold on a second. I'm actually changing my headphones as we speak right now. So people on Ustream, live stream. My bad. I said Ustream, too. Live stream. I'm done with the Ustream. I'm not fucking with Ustream no more. It's strictly live stream from now on. You know what I'm saying? Strictly live stream from now on, man. So, you know, if you don't know our live stream address, just go to our site. I'm pretty sure you know what it is, changeentertainment.com. Go to the K100 radio tab, and I got a link for you sitting right there. The live stream app is better. Everything about live stream is just better. Hold on, let me switch headphones. All right, so anyway, everything about live stream is better, man. You know what I'm saying? So I just like it. I like it more. The app, the mobile app and everything works. So if you want to watch me broadcast live from in studio right now over on the live stream mobile app or on the website, go over to the website, click the live stream link. It'll take you to our live stream page. Now, you do have to sign up for live stream, but it's free. It takes you like 30 seconds. Just all you need is an email address and just make a bullshit account or whatever. I mean, not bullshit account because we want you to come back and actually watch it again, because we're going to be doing more stuff. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to move into a facility and everything. So when we do that, we're going to be doing, you know, the live segments like that. You know, that's how you're going to be seeing everything. And when we do the roundtable discussions and live interviews, in-studio interviews, we're going to be using live stream. So go ahead and just make the free account. It doesn't cost you anything. And subscribe to the page. So then that way you'll know when exactly we're going to be live. It'll email you, or if you got the app on your phone, to give you a notification letting you know K1's Radio is going live. So I just like live stream better. I'm just kind of moving away from Ustream. I'm rocking with this over here. So everybody's got their preferences. So if you want to watch the thing, everything go down over on the Ustream, please be my guest. You know what I'm saying? Again, producers, we do need them tracks, man. So, you know, hit us up with those tracks. You know what I mean? All right. So anyway, the number to dial to the show, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, 347-934-0966. And I got one major other thing I really got to make sure you people know, right? Because we having an issue. We changed over OK 100 Radio. We switched over to a higher bit rate, a higher stream, so we can have more listeners at one time. And besides that, it's a better quality. It's bumped up 192 kilobytes, which you may not know what it is. That's technical. But basically, it sounds better. We can have more people streaming at the same time. So we shelled out to get more server time, wider bandwidth and everything, right? But the problem that we're having is we had our widgets placed on so many internet websites, and so many people was like sharing our links and stuff. There's a lot of y'all that still listening to the old 64 kilobyte stream, which is cool, but I'm trying to contact everybody who has those links up, but it was so many I forgot some of them. So some of you guys, if you're listening to me right now, and it's been a long time since you actually been to ChainlessEntertainment.com and updated like the links that you the way you listen to K1's radio, especially if you use Apple iTunes, next week that 64 kilobyte stream is going to be dead. Right now I can look and see it's about 20 of y'all still listening to that. If you listen to me on that 64 kilobyte stream on iTunes or something like that, Apple iTunes, the old stream, that's going to be dead, all right? So I just want to make sure you guys understand that you need to go to ChainlessEntertainment.com and update the stream. Click on the new stream, and now you can listen to us with Windows Media Player, Real Player. If all you Mac users, you can listen to us in QuickTime. Just it'll pop right up in QuickTime. You know what I'm saying? And even if you are using iTunes, the problem is you would actually have to upgrade your iTunes to like 11.1 to automatically do it, or you can just go to the website and click the iTunes radio logo that we got over there on the page, and it'll update it for you. But if you just keep launching iTunes automatically and looking for us up on the hip-hop category, then the people at iTunes told me it's going to continue to play that 64-bit stream. But if you do that sometime next week and you don't hear anything, just go to the website and get the new link for iTunes, okay? Because we're going to stop that one from playing. I've been letting it ride for an extra 2 weeks just to give people time to be informed that we switched over to this new stream, all right? So, just want to make sure you guys are aware of that. All right, that's it. No more news. Oh, yeah. The major, major part of Illa Kill. I gave you guys a, I gave everybody, like, an option, all right? This is a new part of Illa Kill. I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines. Artists, be patient. This might move a lot faster than what you think. Tonight, what we're going to do tonight is, for the first time ever, we're going to give artists an option. You're going to have an option tonight on Illa Kill, all right? Do you want to, it's going to be up to you, if you want to be voted on from the callers, or if you want to be voted on by me, yours truly, the program director, Blizzard. All right? So it's two different things that can happen, you know what I'm saying, with the whole situation, all right? It can go good or it can go bad for you at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? The good thing about it is, I got a couple things on. All right, here we go. I got to adjust some stuff. All right, anyway, the good thing about it is that with the callers, you know, you got your people voting for you and everything and all that, and that's cool. You know what I'm saying? And that gives you more of an opportunity, but it also may put you up to scrutiny from people all over the nation. You know what I'm saying? We've been having complaints about people calling in and voting kill for shit just because it's not their person that they call them to vote for. So if it's not such and such, are we going to kill it? All right? Last week we had technical difficulties, and I had to pretty much do it by myself. You know what I'm saying? I had to pretty much kind of hold down the vote, and I gave everybody an option. And I had a lot of people hit me up like, yo, you should do that every time. You should give people an option. If they want to be voted on by the callers, or they want to be voted on by me, yours truly, only, right? And the good thing about that is, the good thing about me is only, you only got to impress one person. The downside to that is, my level of what I'm going to consider good is high. Now, I'm telling you right now, some of you may be better off sticking with the caller vote. Because there's a lot of songs that actually get spinned on K1's radio that personally I would have killed myself. Alright? Because you gotta understand that I came to the game as a rapper, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can't be a garbage MC. I'm gonna kill anybody that's whack. I'm also an engineer. I'm gonna kill anything that's not even remotely mixed and mastered properly. It's gonna be harder for you to impress just me, but if you got good music, you ain't gotta worry about hate. You ain't gotta worry about nobody stealing your style or whatever. All you gotta do is impress one person. All you gotta do is just have a dope song. And you gotta worry about none of that. So it's kind of like real court. When you go to court and they say you want to trial by jury, or trial by judge. The jury, you might get a sympathetic ear, somebody that can feel your pain. The judge, he's going to go strictly by the law. I'm going to go by the law. And the law is dope shit. Dope music, hot music, good bars, good hooks, great production, mix the master properly. It's only four things you got to do. That's all you got to have. But you send me something with just a hot trap beat on it and you barely talking about something, you might want to stick with the crowd. Because over here with me, you ain't going to make it. But you got the option. For the first time ever, you officially have the option. All right? So, to the voting we go. To the phone lines we go. Let's start the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show. All right? Let me check all the artists in. We're going to go ahead and get this thing cracking. Hold on. I got to get my paper. Hold up. All right. So, we'll start at the top. We're going to work our way down. I'm going to be checking the chat over at ChainlessEntertainment.com and also Twitter. If you're an artist and I don't check you in, please tweet me and say, Blizzum, I've been on the line, blah, blah, I'm on the phone lines, whatever. Give me your area code or whatever. All right? You know what I'm saying? So I know that it's you because we got people that's calling to vote and we got the artists. And so we got mad people on the phone lines, a lot of people listening. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you're an artist and I actually don't come to your phone line for this check-in and I don't check you in, be sure to tweet me at K100_radio and say, yo, Blizzum, my phone number is area code first three, and I'll come back to sure I make sure I get you after the first break, all right? So we're going to go ahead and zoom through this thing. I anticipate that this is going to move a lot faster than normal, especially if a lot of people opt to, go, you know, go with the one me only, then we don't have to take all those votes. That's all. That also moves the show along faster. We can get more people in. But I'm telling you right now, man, you might not want to risk it. If you've been promoting all day trying to get your people to vote for you, stick with your people. But that shit whack. Merc season around this bitch. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just going to be real with you, all right? But I'm going to tell you why. If I kill it personally, I'm going to tell you why. Straight up. Shout out to everybody that's watching on live stream, man. That's what's up. All right. Let's check it in. Let's go. Let's see. From the top. 810-265. Welcome to Illa Kill. Who's this?
This is Young Kev.
Young Kev. Oh, he was on the phone line early, too. He made sure he was first. He on
deck. Yeah.
Man. All right, homie. What's the name of your song again?
This Dance.
This Dance, right?
Yep.
All right, homie. Stand by. You first, all right?
All right.
All right. 770-826. Illa Kill. What up?
What up, what up? Curtis, man. ADM Management, man.
What's going on, homie? Curtis.
What's going on, man? I want to request that Ghetto Tremendous Private Dancer for that Illa Kill, man. Mixed, mastered, man.
Private Dancer. You got an email from me? Who's the artist?
The artist is Ghetto Celeb.
Oh, Ghetto Celeb. All right. What's the name
again?
Yeah.
Private Dancer is the track.
All right. Ghetto Celeb. All right. Private Dancer. If they got an email from me, where the artist at? Are you part of the management company?
Yeah, I'm ADM Management. We follow each other on Twitter.
Okay. All right. Ghetto Celeb's Private Dancer. They got their management checking in. Artists, if you got a job, a day job, a night job, got to pay the bills, we sympathetic to that. Your management or whoever can call in and represent for you. All right. Don't hang up, though. Once you check in, Young Kel, it's a good way to get murked around here. Hang around. Young Kel, you might want to call back. It's in your best interest to do it, even though you was on the phone first. This ain't like the open mic where you can perform and leave, damn it. 443-310, what up? Illa Kill.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up? Who this?
Jay Reed.
Jay Reed, oh yeah, I remember you got an email. What's the name of your song again?
Bottles Popping.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. I just remember the name. All right, Bottles Popping. You're number three, homie, all right?
All right, man.
All right. Wait a minute. Stop. Since this is the first time I did this, I kind of off about how I should do it. How do you want your vote, homie? You want your vote by the people or you want your vote by me?
You can do it.
All right. Dolo, you a brave motherfucker. By the way, I got to ask Young Kel, but Young Kel hung up, so good luck with that, homie. Now I may decide on my own. Better call back. ADM Management. ADM.
Yo.
How y'all want the Ghetto Celebs voted on?
Man, we want to vote on your professional opinion, man.
All right. Dolo, y'all think this shit sweet. Watch this. It better be good. I'm telling you right now. 212-390. Illa Kill, what up? 212-390. Hello?
Yo.
What up, though? Who this?
What's good? It's Stace.
Stace?
Yeah, man.
Oh, what's going on? What's the name of your song? You got an email from me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got the record, L.A. Kind of Girl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Space. Not Stace. Is it Stace? No, it's Stace. S-T-A-C-E, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, L.A. Kind of Girl. Your Twitter was going ham. I don't know which one you want to do, man. Me or the people? You got your people checking
in. I mean, you could do it. The people still going to check in, though. And plus, I'm getting ready to go do a show in, like, 20 minutes. I'm getting ready to walk in the door, so.
You're number four. You should be good with 20 minutes. So, you should be good.
All right, cool. Cool. All
right. Bye. All right. 704-777. Illakill, what up?
Yeah, yeah, it's Rich.
Who?
Rich. R-Y-C-H. Yes, Rich.
R-Y-C-H. You got an email from
me,
Rich?
Yes, Rich. Yes, yeah. Sir. And my song is Spotlight.
All right, Spotlight. All right, stand by, homie. You're number five.
All right, cool, cool.
For sure.
I want it by you.
Oh, man, y'all. You know what? Yes. The problem I see right now, it's going to be a lot of people thinking that that's the sweet lick, but honestly, bro, I'm telling you, I just hope your song is good. That's all. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just telling you.
No.
If you research me, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is like pressing fucking Magic Johnson or some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I did this shit. You can't be coming with that fuck shit. All right. Stand by. All right. That was 7. Was that 708? 224, was that you?
Yeah, that's me. That's me, Mr. Mills, King of Next Level.
Mr. Mills, what's going on, homie?
No, it's Mr. Mills, King of Next Level.
Oh, King of Next Level. That's
Mr.
the name of the song.
Mr. Mills, King of Next Level. No, that's the name of, that's my name. That's my name.
Oh, shit. Okay,
yeah.
Mr. Mills.
Yeah, Mr. Mills, King of Next Level. I represent a new level of music. And the name of the song is Girl, We Just Friends featuring Legs.
Girl, We Just Friends. All
featuring
right, hold on.
Legs. Yep.
You got the email from me, right?
That's right. I got it earlier.
All right. Which one you want, the people or me?
Well, I'm going to take the people.
All right. The people. Shouts out to him, man. There's going to be a lot of hurt motherfuckers tonight. I'm telling you, man. Hey, for all my Southside Clayco people, I'm doing them like Benefield. Ice them. I bet y'all... Everybody who's been to jail in Clayton County know who I'm talking about. 404-457, Illakill, what up?
Southside, I feel you on that one. my name is Allen On Point, OPJ. My song was called The Light.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one, too. Allen On Point, that's right. I remember that song, The Light. All right, stand by, homie. What you want? Me or the people?
I'll take you. I mean, the people cool, but I mean, you. I mean, I want you to let me know what's going on, for real.
All right, so, me it is. This is gonna go real smooth tonight. Mainly because I ain't going to listen to a whole 2 minutes. If it's whack, if you can't get me in a minute, you can cut it short. All right, 404-966, Illakill, what up, though?
404-966.
Yes, what's up? Hello?
I wanna vote for Ghetto Celeb's Private Dancer.
All right, stand by, Ghetto Celeb. Well, I might come to the phone and get some opinions and stuff about it. But he said he wanted to take me to judge, jury, executioner. But I'm still gonna come back to your phone line, all right? He said he
all right, so you want me to stay on the line?
Yes, stay on the line. He said he don't want you to vote. He said he want me to vote on it. He don't want his people. Damn, y'all.
What? For Ghetto Celeb's Private Dancer?
Yeah, that's what he said. I wrote it down. That's what he said. He don't got no confidence y'all going to be on the line, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's not cool.
I know Ghetto Celeb's. Dang, I hope it's tight.
Ghetto Celeb, I'm going to have to check him out. He's going to be on it like that. He know we voting for him. That's the hottest song out right now. What's up with him?
I don't know, man, but it's on me now. It's too late. Too late to change your mind.
It's on you. You better vote.
Stand by. 267-622. What up, though? Hello. Hello. 267-622.
Yo.
What up, though? Who this?
Yo, it's Killer, man. Mr. PSP, the City Hero.
Oh, what's going on, homie? What's the name of your song for tonight?
It's called What About?
What about, right?
Yeah.
All right, Castellanos. How you spell your name again so I can find it real fast?
Castellanos. Kill him, Castellanos.
Castellanos. All right. What you want? You want the people, homie? Or you want me?
I'm gonna rock with you, man. All
right.
Everybody that's on the line know that. That's holding it down. Check in, though. I'm gonna rock with the homie, though.
All right, homie. That's what's up, man. Stand by. 860-377. Illa Kill. What up? 860-377. Hello?
Yo, what's up? Jay Wills.
Jay Will?
Yeah, man. I got this song with Fred DeGosson and J.L. Writer. I Get It In.
What's the name of the song?
I Get It In.
I Get It In. You got an email from me today?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. We'll find it. Jay Will, I Get It In. How you want your vote? The people or me?
It don't even matter.
Got it. All right, well, I'll give it to the people then. How about that?
Yep.
All right, we'll give it to the people then. If you opt to give it, I'm going to say the people. I don't want to be the vote. I don't want to do this. All right, this is by request. People keep asking me to do this. So I said I'm going to give the people what they want. But I prefer you guys, you know, defer to the people, man. Have some confidence. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to give you the option now. That's all I'm doing, giving you the option. If you don't want to, I'm gonna let the people decide. That's how Illa Kill started. That's how I want to keep it. And some of y'all might not make it. 769-524, what up?
Oh, what's up, man? It's Young Kevin, man.
Oh, you back on the line? What happened to the other phone line?
I tuned in to the app.
Okay. So which one? How you want to vote, man? You want me to vote on my judge? Three. Which one?
Yeah, I want you to vote, you know. Just let me know, just give me more insight on how let you vote. But my people online, too, chatting.
All right.
So.
All right. Well, stand by.
All right.
There's a lot of people online listening, man, but you know, the artists, they kind of want to get it from me, I see. I don't know about this option, because now it's only two people that wants the people to call, and this show is about the people. 773-95, I got about four more to check in, and we'll start. 773-955, what up?
This is Riddell Drake for Precise Manager.
What's going on, brother? What's popping?
What's up, man?
Chilling. Precise, what's the name of that song again?
It's On Me.
It's On Me, all right. How y'all want it, bro? Judge or jury?
The people always make it happen.
All right, the people. Absolutely, homie, stand by. 44242, Illa Kill, what up?
Take on me, Frank White, man. Frank White at Frank White 305. Checking in.
Oh, Frank. What's going on, man? You got to join with Southside Tony, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, I hope that joint is good because I want you to rock with it. So how you want it? You want the judge or the jury, homie?
I'm going to let the people rock with it. Bottom line, you know, they buy the music, so, you know, you got to make sure I win them over. So
all right. I like that. I like it. Stand by. 414-562, what up?
Hello?
Hello, what's up? Who's this?
This Queen Sheba. I want to vote for that. What about my Kill 'Em Castellano?
All right, stand by. Duly noted. All right?
All right.
But he wants to go with me. 760-500, Illa Kill, what up? 760-500, hello?
Hello?
What up, who this?
Hey, what up, man? It's Jay Bird from San Diego.
You an artist?
Yes, sir.
What's the name of the song? You got an email from me today?
Yeah, the name of the song is called Vodka and Cran.
Oh, I remember the name. I remember that one, Vodka and Cran. What's your name again? I remember the song, though. What's the name?
Jay Bird.
Jay Bird. I remember Vodka and Cran title. All right, stand by, homie, all right?
All right.
As soon as I get ready to check in, about five people called, man. You're the phone lines. My phone lines and my stream is right now, man. There's a lot of people listening to Illa Kill right now. I don't know. It's just a lot of people today. It's a lot of people. 678-756. What up, Illa Kill? From all over. What's up? 678-756. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's up? Hello.
Oh, how are you?
Yeah. How you doing? Who's this?
I'm the home. I want to vote Ghetto Tellops by Fit Dancer.
All right. Stand by. Right.
All right.
Ghetto Celeb probably should have went with the people. He probably should have. 347-965. What up?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, what's up?
Hi.
Can I
vote for Stace, L.A. kind of girl?
Let's see. Stace, yeah, well, you could, but Stace wants me to vote for it. But thanks for calling in and supporting him.
All right.
Listen to the outcome. Stand by. All right, I got to go. I got to start. All right, if you're an artist and I didn't check you in right then on that first round, I got them 10 people checked in. I got to start the show. All right. So Young Kev, Ghetto Celebs, J. Reed, Stace, Rich, Master, King of, yeah, King of the Level. We're going to just say King of the Level. I ain't doing all that. Girl, the girl we just friends joint, that joint. Allen on Point, Castellano, J. Will, Precise, Frank White, J. Bird. Let's get it. Uh-oh. Turn that back up. I need that to be loud. All right, man. Again, the only people who actually wants the jury today is King of Level and J. Will and Precise. Frank White also said he wants the people. Oh, I didn't ask J. Bird. Hold on. I got to go back to J. Bird. Hold up. I didn't ask J. Bird which one he wants. Let me slide back down. 760-560-500. Is that Jay Bird?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I know you didn't ask me. I was waiting for you to ask me, man.
My bad. Which one?
Yo, but I want the people and I want you.
Now you got to pick one.
I got to pick? Okay, yeah, fine. I'll go with the people, but you can say your piece too, man. I know your voice don't. You say I got to have either or, but honestly, you a person too, so I want everybody, you know what I mean?
Y'all get my opinion, but my opinion does not count in the vote with people. It doesn't. My vote
doesn't
count.
That's okay. That's all right.
All right. Stand by. All right, man. So once I load this first song up, this part right here goes pretty easy because I have to go in and find the first record while I'm doing all that. Again, shouts out to everybody that's listening. Who the fuck calling me in the middle of the kill? You can't be my fan of my people because you know I'm damn live on the show. Young Kevy, all right, he's up first, all right? We get him first. Once we get the homie rolling, all right, we'll be able to go a little bit faster. I'll load everybody else up. Hold on a second. And he says that he wants me, all right, to stand. All right. Damn, Young Kev, I know I seen your shit in here earlier. Oh, here he is. I got him, Young Kev. All right, so first one, wait a minute, bitch dance. Okay, I thought he said this dance. It's called bitch dance. My bad. My bad, Young Kevy. My bad, homie. Yeah, shit, tell him why you mad, son. All right, let's see. Killer Kill. All right. And we're going to use this one right here. All right, Young Kev, we get ready to start this thing off. So anyway, Young Kev, and then Ghetto Celebs is next. After that, Jay Reed. So these are the first three that we got going. This is called, it says Bitch Dance. I thought he said This Dance at first. I didn't know the name of the song was Bitch Dance. This is Bitch Dance. And I'm going to be the judge and jury on this one tonight, all right? So this shouldn't take long, all right? Let's go.
Trying to throw these fucking bands. I ain't tripping, I'm just trying to throw a couple grand. Don't trip, I'ma make it right back, bitch. Man, my niggas in this bitch with a dude's on. Now she in the zone, she gon' shake it like a red nose. When this bitch popping bottles of that rose, she number one like D-Rose. She ain't taking no bullshit, and that's real shit. She might shake it while she on the split. Getting nasty with this Steve-O wildin' out. Throwing all them fucking ones in this bitch. My niggas still strapped with all them fucking guns in this bitch. Wildin' out, having good time, blowing out our lungs. Bitch trying to have a convo, I'm like, nah, ho. I said, bitch trying to have a convo, I'm like, nah, ho. I know you heard why this fucking song goes. Why you standing there with ass in your pants? I know you see me bands in my hands. When you see me, know you looking at the man. If you don't fucking do it for a band.
work it, this thing. Don't drop it, this thing. Don't work it, this thing. Don't pop it, this thing. Don't twerk it, this thing. Don't drop it, this thing. Don't work it, this thing. Don't pop it.
All right, Young Kev, here you go. Here's your verdict on me. This is the thing about the record, all right? First of all, maybe that song is cool, Young Kev. I'm gonna turn my attention over to the camera real quick. That song's cool, Young Kev. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. And it's not that it's whack. It actually probably something that you could probably just, you know, get somebody to tip in or whatever, you know what I'm saying, in the club or whatever. Problem is, this isn't the club. Now, no, don't get me wrong. We play club music over here on K100 Radio. All right, Young Kev? It's not that your song is bad. It's that you sent that particular record to this particular format. And it's not really conducive to radio, per se. First of all, you definitely, hopefully, you got a radio version of that record. I mean, I swear, you got to have a radio version of that joint. Or just don't even send that to any more radio stations unless you got a radio version. All right? Now, I know we do play cursing and everything over here, you know what I'm saying, but actually that's something that we're going to change, and I've been telling everybody else to give me clean versions, because we're going to start filtering out all the dirty versions, because as we've grown over the past year, people want to listen to K1's radio while they're at work, during the daytime, in the office, and they can't because we got cussing and profanity and all kind of shit in it. So we're trying to, you know, clean our act up a little bit. We're going to start by only playing that kind of music at night at first, but we're going to clean it up. So artists, you're going to start needing to get, this is radio, this is where we're going with K1's radio, because we're growing and we got a lot of numbers and stuff. So, but it's not that the song is just horrible, it's just not, I got to kill it for K100 radio, it's not something I could just see just playing on K100 radio like that. It's cool, the beat is cool, but it's just not conducive for radio. So I don't know, but maybe take it to your club DJ, homie, take it to the strip club. It should work in the strip club, but not here. Next up. Ghetto Celebs. The name of the joint is called Private Dancer. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. They want me to, they want to go head up against me, too. Some of you guys might want to just, one second, listen to K100 Radio. You know what I'm saying? All right. Ghetto Celebs, Private Dancer. Listen to K100 Radio. Listen to the rotation. Listen to what we play. You know what I mean? And not that they got a radio edit. Shout out to them for having a radio edit all on deck. So if this is a go, then we ain't got to go through all that. Again, Young Kev, not that the song was whack, homie. It wasn't whack, per se, but I just can't give it an ill vote. On K1's radio, we want the dope shit. We want dopeness. It's an okay record. It's nothing new. It's nothing I haven't been heard before. But then again, just you went in so hard with the wordplay. That's definitely not a radio record. I don't even know what your radio version going to sound like. Because you was like bitch every like other word, so, you know, good luck with that one, all right? But this is Ghetto Celebs. The name of this joint is called Private Dancer, all right? I would tell you to call in, but these guys said they want to face me one-on-one, you know what I mean? But you know, I'm going to the phone lines later on. We did have a couple people call in and show them some support and want to vote for them, but they opted to go with a judge. Judge only, all right? That's what they opted to do. So we'll do this one, all right? Private Dancer, Ghetto Celebs. Let's get it.
Outside, I'ma let you know. She begins the money, she begins the dark. In the middle of the summer, she can make it snow. She a pro, she can work that pole. Ass on fat, out of control.
Shout me when she falls. Not too airy, and she's a bad solo. Swag on blast, I got money to blow. Make that money, sliding on the pole. She my private dancer.
Say that's my private dancer. She my nasty girl. Say that she wanna come and kick it in dirty.
All right, I'm going to give it an ill. And I know somebody listening right now is like, whoa, that record and the last record wasn't too different. Pause before you actually say that. And consider what you're saying. Consider what you're saying and consider what you just listened to, the first song and the second song. Consider what you heard. All right, first of all, this particular record, although they're both talking about dancing and women and everything, A, There was this song is a lot more radio friendly. I personally think this beat is a little bit better. C, the hook on this song is definitely more radio friendly and definitely works on radio a lot easier and a lot better than the other record. You know what I'm saying? You got to always consider the format. And I tell people all the time, and I tell artists this, and I was taught this, you know, I was taught this. And the reason why I can honestly say that, you know, as an artist, you know, as many records as I sold, as much success as I had, I never really had success in the clubs. And being from the South, that's pretty much key to your career, which is why I'm in radio now. You know what I'm saying? More so than, you know, actually doing music. I do music, but, you know, we do stuff for, like, film and TV and stuff like that now. Because club record and a radio record, even though they can't intertwine, especially in the South, they play what they play in the club on the radio, which is why I'm kind of sick of fucking radio in the South, you know what I'm saying? For real, because there's no balance. And, you know, you can play club stuff, but you got to play radio records. That hook was more radio friendly. That hook was more of a radio record. It's just the way they did the hook. It's just the way they laid it. You know what I'm saying? It was more... You know what I'm saying? More comeback. I think the other song, like I said, with Young Kev, if you compare the two, because they're in the same lane, but it's not the same record. They're in the same lane with what they're talking about, but they're not the same record. The bars on that one, I started to let that second verse go, keep going, because I didn't even like how that second verse kind of sort of came in. I'm going to be checking for that when we play it a lot. But, you know, the first verse was good enough. It was solid enough. But the beat and the hook actually carried the record. It was theirs to fuck up for the bars. And the first verse, you know what I'm saying, pretty much was cool. It was cool, all right? So Ghetto Celebs, I'll give you guys a nil on that one. We'll play that one. All right. Let me go to Twitter real quick in case I didn't check you guys in. I'm gonna go check Twitter as I play the next record also. Which is J. Reed Bottles Popping. All right, that's the next record that we're gonna play. Again. 347-934-0966. That's if you want to, hold on a second. Get a bottle popping. There we go. That's if you want to, vote. And that's if the person that you're trying to call in for actually wants there to be a vote. So far, we had one ill and one kill. Young Kev got killed. Ghetto Celebs, they made it. Jay Reed is up next with Bottles Popping. I'm going to go check my Twitter in a minute, all right? And see what's good with, artists who are tweeting me or whatever, telling me they didn't get a chance to check in, which is why I'm going to Twitter right now, okay? Just let me know, say, yo, Blizzum, I'm such and such, and, you know, if you got an email from me tonight about the show, give me your first three, your phone number, whatever, say I'm checking in, and I'll come open your phone line up over on the switchboard after this next song, all right? So, at K100_radio, hopefully you got a Twitter, 2014. And I'll go back to the phone lines again and try and grab a couple other people. Don't hang up. All right, don't hang up. And I hope everybody that's calling to vote with someone, don't hang up. So that's my problem. You feel what I'm saying? That's my problem with being a judge. It's like I'm talking too much. It sounds like my show only. And I want people to actually call and give feedback. And that's why I really didn't want to do it this way, because now we're not really listening to too many people give their opinion about the record. And matter of fact, after this one right here, no matter what, I'm just going to get some random. I'm going to go to the phone lines and get some random opinions on it. Even if my verdict holds up, I'm still going to get some random opinions on the song, because I don't want it to be just me talking. That's kind of what I didn't want to do with K100 Radio or Illa Kill. That's not the whole point, because people won't sit on the phone line if they don't hear other people talking. All right? So it kind of messes the show up. I'm kind of weeding this along as I go. For the first time, I'm doing it this way. So I think after this one, I'll still go get a couple of, I'll make my decision, but I'll still go get some feedback from the people. All right? And I'll ask you guys what you thought about those last two. I'll ask you what you think about my decision that I just made. You think I'm tripping? Am I smoking crack? Don't matter. It's still going to stand. This is J. Reed. Bottle popping. Let's go. Uh-oh. That one.
Yeah. I need a bottle. Matter of fact, I need more than one. Keep the motherfuckers coming all night.
Yeah, I'm in this bitch and I don't know how to act. I'm just a motherfucking dog trying to chase the cat, so give me that. I'm too turned up to turn back. Yeah. Bottle after bottle, what a best nigga. That's just how a nigga roll, nothing less nigga. The whole team got them shaking off they dress nigga. Too many hoes, no worry about the next nigga. We hit a party like, yeah bro, fucking Ollie. A couple white freaks gone off a fucking molly. I'm looking for a bad bitch with a bad body. Who can make that ass bounce like an Impala? In other words, baby, gotta be a real rider. She got so much ass, get it from her mama. She walk past her nigga, guaranteed to holler. I make it rain champagne, bitch, pop a bottle. You only live once, I know you know the motto. Yeah, get a bottle poppin', shorty, get a bottle poppin'. You and this bitch turn up, get a bottle poppin'. Yeah, get a bottle poppin', homie, get a bottle poppin'. You don't really give a fuck, get a bottle poppin'. Yeah, get a bottle poppin', shorty, get a bottle poppin'. You and this bitch turn up, get a bottle poppin'. Yeah, get a bottle poppin', homie, get a bottle poppin'. You don't really give a fuck, get a bottle poppin'.
I'm in this bitch and I don't know how to act. Poppin' bottle after bottle, hold back to back, I'm turned up. I'm about to throw it back on a nigga twerk up. Bitches wanna hate on me hard, no love. They know I'm a motherfucking problem. Any nigga in the spot that I want, bitch, I got it. Regardless, I'm here on my ball shit. I get it poppin' and I'm so damn flawless.
Yeah.
Pick up your jaw, trick, I see the hatin' through your eyes. Wish you thought a real bitch wouldn't recognize. I ain't worried about nothing but a dollar sign. You dealing with a magazine centerfold, shutting everybody down, truth told. Popping bottles all night till the early morn. My team goes hard, let it be known. I'm gone like I'm in another time zone.
Get a bottle poppin', shorty, get a bottle poppin'. You and this bitch turned up, get a bottle poppin'. Yeah, get a bottle poppin', homie, get a bottle poppin'. You don't really give a fuck, get a bottle poppin'.
All right, I'm so on the fence with that one. I'm really on the fence with that one, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool. It's cool. It's not whack. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a cool record. What I want to do with that? Because I want to ill it. I tell you what, I'm gonna give it an ill because it's not. Even though I feel like the chick actually went in better than the dude, and it's the dude's record. Yeah, that's what's really eating at me. That's eating at me right there. That really is. Besides that fact, you know that hook is so generic. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I can't. That hook is generic. We in the club, turned up, get the bottle popping. I mean, it's an okay record. It's not dopeness though. It's an okay record. It's something that you could play and it's like, yeah, it's cool. I mean, but it's all right. You know what I'm saying? But am I going to, it's okay. Okay isn't good enough. Sorry. I had to toil myself on there. By the way, you need to press the number 1 on the keypad when you call into the show. So Truth 330, I'm finna get ready to come to your phone line and check you in. You might have been on the phone line in that first round, but when you call in the K1's radio, and when it says if you want to talk to the host, press the number 1. Got to press the number 1. So if I haven't came to your phone line yet, that might be why. Because on my switchboard, we got one side that says people who want to talk to me, and the other side is just people who called in. When you want to talk to the host, which means you want to vote or you're an artist that wants to check in, you need to press the number 1 on your keypad. It's going to say you're now in the host queue. You're now on the host queue, right? That means the host knows that you want to talk to them. So you should press the number 1 on your keypad. If I have not checked you in or I haven't came to your phone line, if you want to vote, give feedback or whatever, that might be why. All right? I only answer the phone lines of the people who press the number 1. because there's a gazillion people on the phone lines, and I can't talk to everybody. Some people don't have cable and internet, and so this is the only way they get a chance to hear Illa Kill. So they just call and listen on their phone or some shit. All right? So I can't go to every phone line. You guys got to make sure you press the number one. So that's what happened, Truth. All right? Let me go to their phone line real quick and go ahead and check them in. So it should say that. All right? 480-567. What up?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up? This you?
Yeah. This is Truth.
Yeah. So that's what happened, homie. That's why you didn't get checked in earlier. So I see you tweet me.
Yeah.
Again, artist, make sure you...
What I think happened is I pressed one, but I pressed it too soon because my phone said I pressed one, but apparently I didn't. It didn't register. Okay.
All right. So what's the name of your song, homie?
Never Made It.
What? And your name is Truth?
Yes.
All right. Truth, Never Made. You got an email from me today?
Yes, I did.
All right, homie. Stand by. I got you checked in. You'll be after Jay Bird, all right?
All right, bro.
All right, so that last record, Jay Reed, that's a kill. All right, for that one. Because it was cool, but it wasn't dopeness like that right there. It was all right. You know what I'm saying? All right, so far we only got one ill, two kills. We're moving right along. Next up, this is Stace. Oh, you know what? I said I was going to go to the phone line and get a couple other people's opinions about that record. Let me just randomly pick someone, all right? 704-777. What up? What'd you think about that last song, Illa Kill? What would you have given?
Honestly, this is Rich, and I'm number five. I'm an artist, but at the same time, radio-wise, I give it a kill. You're talking about popping bottles, but not in the lyrics. I'm all about lyricism. If you're going to give me a song, please talk about the things you're talking about. I am so sorry. But, yeah. I'll say kill that.
All right, 858-752, welcome to K1's Radio. What did you think about that last record? By the way, if you're an artist checking in, let me know that. But 858, what up? Oh, 858 just dropped the call trying to answer me. They probably pressed reject. Happens all the time. 859-619, what up? Hello?
Hey, what's up? I'm going to ill that joint. I like it.
You like it, that joint? You did? You would have gave it an ill?
Yeah, I like the beat. I thought it had like a nice vibe to it.
But the song has to be a complete record. I don't care if you just like the beat. Did you like the song? We don't specialize in just liking the beat at K100 Radio. That's not going to get you over here. Gotta be a good song. Did you like that song or did you just like the beat?
I mean, overall, I actually did like it. I can't lie. I did like it.
Okay. All right. That's cool. I just want to get your opinion on it. All right. I just want to, try to get somebody else talking besides me since we're doing this whole thing where I get to decide every fucking thing. I never asked for this. The people did. Y'all did. The artists did. You see how many of them picked me? And some of them, that wasn't a wise choice. Next up, this is Stace. All right. Stace says he wants to face the Judge Dolo, too, also. All right. The name of his joint is called L.A. Kind of Girl. If I was Stace, there's no way I would have picked just me. I'm sorry, Stace. Unless you really got a really dope record and you just that confident, because you had a whole bunch of people calling in for you, everybody tweeting and all that stuff. I mean, you had a real whole bunch of people really rocking with you, homie. I probably would have picked the people, honestly, because you had a lot of people supporting you. But you want to go with yours truly, the Judge? Fine. We got Rich up next. He wants to go with me, too. And then we got King of Level. Name of his joint is called Girl, We Just Friends. And he wants the people. The people to decide. I told you guys, man, you're not gonna if you want me to decide, everything on K100 Radio will be fucking stupid dope bangers. You know what I'm saying? But I try to show love to everybody, and sometimes it's a record that's not, it's okay, but we still play it, and somebody else might like it, per se. So that's what you're asking for. You're asking for me to be the judge and executioner of the record. You gotta think about who you're asking to be the, you're gonna have to be fucking dope. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I started this radio station because I was tired of whack shit on the radio and not dope shit. Imagine what my criteria is and my status. You hear what I said, though? I did like Yellow Celebs because it was a radio record. All right? It did the other two. And Jay Reed's record wasn't bad. Neither was Kev's. They wasn't bad records. They just wasn't dopeness. They was okay. We want dope shit. All right? That's what we want. Stay. L.A. Kind of Girl. Let's get it.
Come on.
She said I'm leaving.
Yeah.
On the 4 a.m. to go. Gotta chase that sun to Hollywood.
I gotta go.
I couldn't keep her.
No.
So I pushed her out the door. Girl, you know that I'm no good.
I'm no good, but I know.
Ain't no doubt about it. Never could do without you.
Yeah.
My feelings don't work at any rate. And even though I'm too long,
right here with me,
right here, that's where you belong,
I can't let you go,
listen, yeah,
we used to
be so in control,
we were so in
I felt so cold,
oh,
but I still want you,
yeah.
Girl,
ain't no doubt about it, never get through without you,
my
people
don't look
at any
less,
even though I'm
I had to let the record play because I was trying to just get a feel for it. I was trying to get a feel for the record. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to get a feel for the record, man. That's a tough one. Because first of all I wasn't even really expecting it's R&B. And we want to rock with the R&B. I like it. Hold on a second. I gotta start the background music. Stop that. Hold up.
We flew to L.A. on weekends, we tried to be friends. New York and bright lights fell off the deep end. L.A. on weekends, we tried to be friends. New York and bright lights fell off the deep end. L.A. on weekends, we tried to be friends. New York and bright lights fell off the deep end.
All right. I'm going with Ill. I'm going with Ill for that joint. I'm gonna give that joint to Ill. I see how it fares with the people. I'm gonna tell you what pushed it over for me, because the song itself is what I do love about the record is the production. That beat is, I say groove. That shit is grooving. You know what I'm saying? And vocally, he can sing, all right? So the uniqueness of the track and the fact that he can sing, lyrically, is what was killing me about it. Just the way the song was, I guess the pattern, the pattern of the way it was sung, and I don't even want to use pattern because I kind of like thinking in rap terms and bars. It's just the fact that that's what kind of was throwing me off about it per se, but it was too, the good parts about it was too good for me to kill it. I can't kill it, because the parts of the song that was good, i.e. production, the hook per se, you know, it was cool. I see where he's going with it. Of course, I wanted him to explain to me more of what an LA kind of girl is, and he did, but I don't know how. It's just the lyrically, but then again, I'm feeding too much into that, because with R&B, you don't, you know, it's about the whole record as a whole, and as a whole, the song was good. I can't in good conscience kill that particular record. We're going to play it. We're going to see what people think about it. We'll look at the meters and see what people feel about the record. I'm going to ask one or two people before I go, but my vote stands because he decided to go with me and I gave him an ill. So there's that. I got to ask somebody real quick. 770-826, what you think about that song? You like that song? Ill or kill for that record? 770-826.
It was right, man. I mean, his vocals on the hook, you know what I mean? He could sing. He had no amazing voice, but you know what I mean? He got by with it.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. You know what I'm saying? I liked it. It was just like, man, I just didn't love it. But as R&B, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? But we'll play it. But you know how long or how much, we'll see. Because it didn't blow me away. Because if you listen to K1's radio and you listen to the R&B that we play over here, man, we play some of the dopest independent R&B. We got people that's really fucking up these majors on the R&B tip, for real. You know what I'm saying? We got some dope-ass independent R&B artists that should have deals and should be at the forefront, and they're just not for whatever reason. Who knows why? Budgets, whatever. It takes a lot of money to push R&B. 4 times as much to push a fucking rap record, I can tell you that easily. Probably 10 times as much. But, and so I have high standards with the R&B that we play. So I'm going to play it. I couldn't kill it because there was too many things about it that I liked. There were some things I didn't like, but the pros outweighed the cons on it. So we're going to go ahead and give it an ill vote. All right, next up. All right, now you guys need to hit the phone lines. Hopefully you guys haven't hung up. And this, see, you know what? This is the problem with doing the judge-only thing. See what I'm saying? Now my phone lines are not popping like they normally would at 8:57. At 8:57, we ain't even halfway through the show. I normally have 50, 60 people on the phone line. I got 22. You know why? It's because motherfuckers probably feel like, well, everybody wanted him to judge it, so I'm going to hang up. He ain't going to come to my phone line anyway. Y'all messing up my call numbers. That's why I didn't want to do this whole me-only shit. Because I knew it was going to affect my numbers. That's why everybody was like, yo, do it. I'm like, but I'm thinking about the numbers, too. Because people are not going to sit on the fucking phone line all night waiting if they don't have no chance to talk, if they don't got no chance to vote and give their feedback on the goddamn records. That's why I didn't want to do this. And half of y'all ain't going to... That song barely made it by the skin of his teeth, actually. But I gave him an ill. It's close. So you guys better start thinking about that. And the more my numbers suffer, the harsher I'm going to get. I'm telling you right now. I don't care if I add one song, one indie song a week. Oh, well, until you just step your game up. I don't want to add one indie song a week. I want to add 10 every ill or kill. That's never happened. It's just some of y'all just, I don't know what the fuck y'all be thinking when y'all hit send on that email. But, yeah. Stace, we gave you an ill vote, Stace, but like I said, that song was cool. It was cool. It wasn't whack, so I definitely couldn't give you a kill on it, homie. It wasn't whack. It was a good record overall. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't love it, but it was good enough for me to ill it. Spotlight. The name of this joint is called Spotlight. This is Rich. All right, the next joint is coming up. Let me get homie lined up here. All right. After that, we got... No, Rich actually wants me to vote again, too. All right. So Rich and then Mr. King of Level, that joint, he wants the people to vote. All right? He wants the people to vote. I'm not really bashing you guys for wanting me to vote in. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's something that a lot of people have been telling me to do. I just knew what it would do to my numbers. I knew it would affect the way the show has been popping and what made the show popular. You know what I'm saying? What made the show popular is people being able to call in and vote and, you know, give their feedback on some shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what made it popular. But I'm gonna keep this option open for you guys. You know what I'm saying? But some of y'all, as you can tell, it's not gonna be so easy. I almost killed that last record too, but I didn't. I gave it an ill. But it's getting harder and harder to impress me as the night goes on. Rich, it's the Spotlight featuring Trail. Let's get it. Thank you. Yeah.
Trap.
You ready?
Okay, I step through, looking good, feeling right. Look to the left, look to my right. Through my eyesight, pretty lady caught my eye. Took a step back and said, oh my. And then my brain said, oh Rich, tell me boy, what you gonna do? Looking at her, she looking at you. I said, 1, 2, 3, simple as that. Slide to a smooth, hit her with my best rap. He said, I ain't gonna work, I bet. What you gonna say? You put you and I together if you could rearrange the alphabet? Nah, dog, what you talk about? You really think that we game is what I'm all about? Nah, I ain't as lame as I seem. Go and check the mirror, I'm saying. Oh, that's just the cutest thing. So you gonna prove light skin is back to life or just keep her in the spotlight all night? Yeah. Gotta get it, man. Gotta get it. Tell me the best way to get it. Huh? Gotta get it, gotta get it, man. Gotta get it. Her, she graced the dance floor with a presence while they do try holler and I'm getting jealous. But they ain't making no impression. Start to think, man, could it be? She turned these other guys down waiting on me. I hate this other girl, Jackie Yackle in my ear. But to make it clear, my spotlight is on.
Okay, yeah, so that wasn't a hard one. I just didn't like the record. Didn't like the record. I didn't like the slow. The beat was definitely. I definitely didn't like the hook. So yeah. No on that one. Rich. All right. So that's a kill vote. Next up, this is Mr. Hold on, I got it. And I'm having the toughest time finding this damn record. Hold on a second. Let me find this record. Mr. King of Levels. Let me try to put levels in because I can't find the damn record. Hold on a second. I don't even know. So I can't find the King of Levels joint. Hold on a second. I'm trying to find it for you. I don't want to skip them. That last record, man, just wasn't doing it for me. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Yeah, I can't find this King of Level. He said he sent it to me. He said I got an email from me. Girl, we just friends. Hold on. All right. Let me try this one. Hold on a second. I think I may have it right now. That says go, girl. Hold on a second. Hold on. Nope. That's not even. So I don't know if I can. I can't find it. I see Go Girl, but I don't know about Girl We Just Friends. The name of this track is called Go Girl. Artist, yeah, I don't see anything with Girl We Just Friends. So I may have to come back to that artist real quick because I can't find that record. Hold on a second. Yeah, Girl We Just Friends. I can't find that song, so we're gonna go. I'm gonna hopefully I can find it. Hold on a second. This one? No. Yeah. I'm going to go to the next one. Mr. King of Level, tweet me whatever. Type exactly the name of the artist and song as you sent it. And I hope you didn't name it track 101.1 underscore 1. Which I hope that's not the name of the damn MP3 because sometimes we can't find it in the emails when you do that, all right? Next up is Alan on Point. Castellano was after that. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. All right. This is Alan on Point. His name is joint is called The Light. All right? This is called The Light. And he says that he wants me to vote, too. I really want to get the Mr. King of Level, Girl We Just Friends joint, too, because he wanted the people to vote. Again, Castellano, What About is up after this one. Or... if King of Levels or whoever that is, if they get back on the phone lines and either tweet me your email address or something because the name of the song or King of Levels, we can't find that in the email. So, yeah, we can't find that. So this is Alan on Point. The name of his joint is called The Light, all right? And he wants me to vote again. Again, they want me to vote. And I'm telling you, it's not going to fare out too good for some of you guys, as you can tell, all right? But I hope you get me some. If you give me a good record, a solid record, we'll ill it. All right, we'll ill it. You know what I'm saying? I had some. Okay, I've had, so far tonight, I've had one. No, the ghetto celebs so far. LA's joint, Stace. LA kind of girl, Stace. It's cool. I fucks with it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not in love with it as R&B per se. But it was an alright record. But we're gonna play it. We're gonna play it. We definitely give it some runs, give it some spins, and see what the people think. The actual listening audience, because I'll be when it plays, I'll see how many people actually dip off the stream. I'll watch the stream and see if it dips down, if people log off, you know what I'm saying, as people give me feedback in my inbox or my email or whatever. A couple people tweeting me right now telling me I should have killed it. That's on Twitter. Oh, I gotta go to the chat room too on the website. My bad, chat room. Here I come to the chat room on Chainless Entertainment. I'm sorry, I totally forgot about the chat room on Chainless Entertainment. That's totally my bad. I'll be over there in a second, guys, and see what y'all talking about over in the chat room at chainlessentertainment.com. It's over on this third computer. My bad. But anyway, this is Alan on Point. The name of this joint is called The Light. I keep looking for the other record. Mr. King of Levels. Mr. Mill, King of Level. Yeah. I need to give me your email address. Let's find out where I'm going to find it. All right, here we go. Found the other joint, and the reason why I couldn't find it the first time, Mr. Mill, is because you guys didn't attach the MP3 to the email. You guys sent me a Google Drive link. I don't even know how you guys even got a chance to get the email back, but when we do an MP3 search for title, it wasn't showing up, so I had to go through a couple of extra steps. But you did send it, and I do have it. It wasn't an MP3. The way y'all attached the MP3, I think it was on a Google Drive. So that's why we couldn't find it at first, because the way we search the MP3s makes it really quick and fast. Instead of searching emails, we search MP3 titles, attachment titles, with our search and to our email, and that's why we couldn't find it. But an advanced search, found the record, so you're up next. Alan on Point. Nah. Only because, it wasn't horrible per se. It just was mediocre. You know what I'm saying? It was mediocre. I will tell you one thing. The quality on that record, the mastering on the record is really small and thin. You know what I'm saying? It's really not big. I can tell it's like, you know, I don't know if you guys actually paid to get that mastered or something. Or either you recorded over a two-track and didn't get it actually mixed in a session with the beat tracked out per se. Because you're way, way louder than the track itself. And the track itself really isn't that bad. It's actually pretty cool track. You know what I'm saying? But it's mediocre. It's cool. It's you know, I like the hook though. I like how you did the hook, the kind of singing kind of chant kind of thing. I actually like the hook. That's probably my favorite part of the song, the hook. I like that hook. You know what I'm saying? You know, the way you kind of did it. But overall, it's just an okay record. You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing that's, you know, something I just want to play on the radio. Like, it's not something I just, I got to throw that in rotation. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You know what I mean? But I'm going to give that one a kill. It's because I killed two other records that was basically on the same level of it. So, you know, I'm going to keep that par for the course. Next up, Mr. Mill. Name of this joint is called Mr. Mill, King of Level. The name of this joint is called Girl, We Just Friends. Now, this artist, he wants the people to vote, all right? 347-934-0966. I'm asking someone else what they think about that last song. You know what I'm saying? What do y'all think about the Allen on Point record? I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick. See, my phone lines are getting smaller and smaller. That's why I do not want to do it means just me. Of course, my stream is actually exponentially higher, which is odd. I got way more people listening to the stream than normal, than I do. That's odd. I'm looking at my statistics, and I'm looking at both of them right now. And there's more of y'all listening on the internet than normal. And there's, of course, obviously less of y'all calling into my switchboard, which is right in my face, because you guys are not getting the chance to vote, which is the whole point. Y'all are killing my numbers by doing this. And then half of y'all ain't even fucking making it. I don't know what y'all thought. I don't know why y'all thought it was gonna be sweet with me. You gonna have to be dope. You gonna have to be dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, if I had my choice, you wouldn't hear nothing but absolute bangers all day on K1's radio. The indies that have been getting by this long with those mediocre records that we play is because the people supported them. You know what I'm saying? So you guys gotta keep that in mind. You don't necessarily wanna just pick me to do your record, because if it's not dope, I'm going to kill it. Maybe this will be this first set of casualties. This is like the first wave at D-Day. Somebody had to die to understand what the enemy was working with. I'm not the enemy. I'm actually your friend, honestly. Shout out to everybody listening on live stream and watching. I can't even tell how many of y'all it is right now. I'll go over there and look in a minute. I'll come to the chat room and change entertainment too, by the way. But yeah. Let me ask one or two people about their last record. By the way, let me go over to Twitter and see who needs to check in. No. Roxy wants me to play it again. The Stacy joint. I can't play it again live on the show, but he got voted ill, so you'll hear it over here. Frank White, you coming up, homie. Frank White, you coming up, homie. All right? Castellano says he wants the people to vote, not me. He changed his mind. I'm pretty sure you would by now, homie. I'm pretty sure some of them are having a bad, or wishing they would have done the same thing at this point. Not so easy. Let me ask one or two people. Am I wrong about the Allen on Point record? 480-567. Illakill, what you think? Was I wrong about the Allen on Point record?
Nah, dude, you were right on about that one.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't me. I wasn't tripping. You know what I'm saying?
No, dude, you weren't tripping.
It was mediocre at best. It wasn't whack. It was just like, you know what I'm saying? If you listen to K100, you hear what we play over here. We play the shit be banging. The station is banging. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have a really good or great record. Okay, something that's like not horrible, but I'm not fucking with it. I'm going to kill it every time. I'm telling you right now. So you better keep that shit in mind. Don't send me an all right record. All right, next up. He wants the people to vote, so hit the phone lines, 347-934-0966, 347-934-0966. All y'all people that's out there listening on the web, on the internet, which is a whole shitload of y'all now at this point, some of y'all hit the phone lines. We got enough people to vote. There's no problem with that. I just want more of y'all to call in, because a lot of y'all start hanging up, which is what I knew would happen when I started being the only fucking person talking, voting and shit. I don't know how long this is going to last, because if it affects my numbers too much, I might just go back and y'all have to take y'all chances with these people. It ain't really pairing out good for y'all anyway tonight. This is Mr. Mill, King of Levels. And again, the name of this joint is called Girl, We Just Friends. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hold on a second. I got to drag it over to the folder. My bad. All right. So here we go. Mr. Mill, name is joined again called Girl, We Just Friends. All right. You let me know. And he wants the people to vote. So you guys vote for this one. I'm going to the phone lines after this. All right. Is he ill or should he be killed? Let's go.
Music.
She really like the camera. She really like the camera, like the girl iCarly. She really like the ride, so she rapping like a Harley. She really like the camera. She really like to entertain. On her back is her name. She see I'm not the same. I never try to impress them girls. I'm absolutely not a lame. Don't need to watch her change. The interest her in me. My spirit is unique. She like the soul limit. Great like she feeling funky. She be like, come and get me. I mess up a feather rap every time we meet. We get together late night, moon shit and sleep. My ex-boyfriend keep calling, she say he's a creep. I say on that stretch, you just kick off your flat. Them Christian Dior, take off that Michael Kors. She say right now Martell, I say girl of course. And she always say this yours like I lost her.
And she always let me in, and she always let me in, and she always let me in, and she always let me in. Like every time I knock, knock, every time I knock, knock,
I'll be all up in her life.
Every time I knock, knock.
Oh, I really want you to be my baby boy. I don't wanna be just friends no longer.
This is definitely one of those chances where he actually picked the absolute right decision on his behalf to get the people to vote. You did the right thing, Mr. You did the right thing by going that route, but let's see what the people think. 347-934-0966. All right, 347-934-0966. 212-390. Kill for that joint. Hello.
Yo, Chase, I'm still on the line, yo. I can't vote.
Why you can't vote?
Because I'm an artist. You said the artist can't vote.
Can't vote.
That record was whack.
No, you can't vote on your own shit. You can vote on other songs. Absolutely.
Oh, that record was whack. The hook was garbage.
I concur. 708-224. Yeah. Kill. 708-224. Hello? I'll go to the next one. 267-622. Illa Kill. 267-622. Hello?
It's Kill. Kill that joint, man.
Alright. 414-562. Illa Kill.
It's Kill all day.
Alright. Still didn't work out too well for the homie. 760-500. Illa Kill. 769-619. Illa Kill. Jesus. 859-619. Hello?
Oh, yeah. Killing.
All right. Yeah, I've heard enough. I don't have to go any farther. 4 kills in a row, plus I would have murked it dead in like 30 seconds. Nothing personal, homie. That song, whoever's singing the hook, I don't know if that's your little sister or your girl. You got to replace that. Ace Appleton. Horrible. Next up. Castellano, and Castellano changed his mind on Twitter. Castellano said he wants the people to vote. All right, instead of me. So he changed his mind. At first he said me, but he said, nah, let the people vote. All right? So we'll go ahead and get the people to vote for Castellano. The name of this joint is called What About? All right? So 347-934-0966. Oh, my bad. What you want? Hold on. Yeah, no, What About? No, I had it right. What About? Castellano, What About? All right? Yeah. What About? The name of the joint is called What About? All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, all right? www.changesentertainment.com/K100radio. I still got to go over to the chat room real quick, though. For real, for real. Because I think people might be over there talking. Anyway, hit me up on Twitter. I'm definitely checking that. At K100_radio. All right? Hitting Twitter up at K100_radio. All right? This is Castellano. The name of this joint is called What About? And he wants to go with the people. He wants the people to decide, is it ill or should it be killed? It's been a tough night because I'm tough. But the people were tough too. That last song just wasn't hot, period. It doesn't matter if I would have did it or anybody would have did it. The song just wasn't great. It wasn't even good. The hook was horrible. Castellano, turn up.
Y'all came for? What about love? What about lust? What about lies? What about trust? What about the ghetto who really cares about us? What about poverty? Getting money's a must. So much that we're robbing still. If my stomach touched, some would kill for a meal. Others just do it for the rush. What about these babies dying cause they mom on drugs? What about girls being raped cause they daddy locked up? She was just looking for attention. Now she knocked up. What about pain, pressure, when the mics bust? People who wanna see us fell just cause they don't like us. And it's sad that kids wanna be just like us. Teenage lifers, Papa Willie burn rubber and I ain't talking bikers. We was born to fell, burping dirty diapers. Raised through our whole life and wonder why nobody writes us. What about this? What about that? 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 Who gon' tell the truth and get them people real facts? No honor, no integrity, that's what my people lack. The city's hero, promise I'll pick up the slack. What you cross that line, it ain't no turning back. Who gon' tell the truth and get them people real facts? No honor, no integrity, that's what my people lack. The city's hero, promise I'll pick up the slack. What you cross that line, it ain't no turning back. What about all we've been through in 4 years, I had enough. What about non-believers always calling your bluff? I went out of this jail, breaking out of these cuffs. What about our kids and their young minds we corrupt? Even though I do everything, still it's never enough. Gotta take it to the top, never will I give up. What about the fathers, really teaching their sons? Taking care of their daughters and respecting their mothers. What about this cold world, got me screaming dead summer. What about our lost lives, hope they in heaven above us. Our lack of feelings for each other, cause nobody loves us. Newsflash, I love us, we don't need them, let's hug us. What about this, what about that? What about this, what about that?
Well, it's not up to me, it's up to the people. I'll give you my opinion on it, though. You want opinion on this, alright? The problem with that record is not necessarily the song, it's the mix. I got issues with that mix and mastering. If it was mastered at all, it's a question. But even the mix itself, but I do like what he's saying. Do like the lyrics and the beat. Was cool, you know. That's a hip hop track, so you know I'm listening to it from that ear. It's not club. It's definitely not club. It's something that's just like a deeper record. So what he was talking about was cool, you know what I'm saying? But the quality on it is, you know, that's the only question I would have with it. But this time again, it's not up to me. It's up to the people. 347-934-0966. I like when it's up to the people. Now, because when you put the pressure on me, it kind of makes me seem like a bad guy, and I don't want to be the bad guy. Everybody on live stream, shouts out to everybody on live stream. I'm not the bad guy. Seriously, I'm not. I'm the good guy. I'm the guy who actually made this platform for you guys, for the independent artists. I want you on here. Just don't send me no bullshit. If your girl can't sing, tell her she can't sing. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? One of my producer homies says that track is kind of dope. I know that sample. He's chopped it up a few times, but overall, he ain't fucking with it. But that's just the Twitter feedback. We got to go to the phone lines. It don't matter unless you call in. Your opinion kind of, sort of, doesn't really act. You got to call in. Call in 347-934-0966 and voice your opinion live on the air. Let the artist hear what you got to say about it. All right? So, Castellano, what about it? Let's get what the people thinking. I'm going to start from the bottom this time. 215-769. What up, though? Illa Kill for that joint.
Yeah, we going L that.
All right, Ill. Again, if I haven't checked you in and you're an artist and you're trying to get checked in and I haven't done it yet, please, by all means, let me know who you are. Please.
It was cool. I like what he was saying, so I'll give it an L.
Give it an L. Six seven eight seven five five. Illa Kill.
Hello.
Hello, Illa Kill.
I would have to say Kill It, but I'm gonna vote for Stace, LA Kind of Girl, and give it an L.
All right, he already made
okay.
It. He made it. All right, but you're gonna get out with a kill. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Two ills, one kill. 859-619, Illa Kill.
I like that one. I got an ill it.
Another ill. I'll take one more vote. Let's see. 267-588, Illa Kill. 267-588. Hello? Hello.
Yeah.
All right. 860-377, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I got to say we going to kill that.
Uh-oh. Right. Ills, three ills. Let me push it up a little further. 212-390, Illa Kill.
I like that one. Kill it.
All right. 4-2. All right. Or something like that. It wasn't bad. Again, Castellano, I'll go ahead and go with the people. You got more ill votes than kill, so I'll go ahead and go with the people on you on this one. I give it an ill. Although, homie, I will tell you, the mastering and mix on that record is going to limit me from playing it behind certain tracks, like when those midday pressure mixes, and also just in general, how many times we're going to let it play. We're going to adjust that slider. So we're going to let it play, but I don't, that mastering, that mix on that joint is mediocre. You know what I'm saying? I actually like that record. I actually like what you're saying in the record. So I would suggest that you go spend your money and get it remixed and mastered right. You know what I'm saying? And if you did pay for it, then go get a refund. Please don't argue with me about the quality, because A, I'm sitting here listening to it in the studio, and maybe you're not, and B, I'm a trained engineer that owns a studio. So please. Just trust my opinion on it. The mastering on it or the mix is something about the way it was recorded. It's just it's not full. It's not big. You're not in the mix with the track. And the track is actually all right. You know what I'm saying? If it would have been up to me, you probably would have got killed just on that alone, because I'm a stickler for that because of what I do. You know what I'm saying? So, but you made the right decision to change your mind and go with the people because you got an ill out of it. All right. But we'll play it, but definitely if you can go in and get it mixed over, you know what I'm saying, and get a better mix on it and send it to me, I'll probably bump up how many times it get played per day. All right? Next up. Let's see. Hold on a second. Who was next? My bad, y'all. Hold on. J. Will, I get it in. All right? And J. Will, he wants the people to vote. All right? J. Will wants the people to vote. All right? So, hit the phone lines. Well, in fact, don't even go anywhere. If you're on the phone lines right now, don't hang up. And if you rock it with J. Will, hit the phone lines. All right? Hit the phone lines and vote for the homie. All right? Because we still got what? We got 30 minutes left. We got Precise, Frank White, Jay Bird, and Truth coming up. So we got plenty of time. If you're an artist and you sent me music, you probably still can get in if you hit the phone lines or check in on Twitter and let me know. All right? So we got 30 minutes left, and we only got about 4 or 5 artists left. So actually, I'm really doing good. I'm doing great. Really on point. It's moving right along. We actually got extra time, which is rare. So maybe just me voting myself actually sped it up a little bit. But it's killing my phone line numbers. Killing it. I don't know how long I'm going to let that last. I'm telling y'all now. So if I do this again like this and my numbers suffer like this, y'all just got to goddamn deal with the people. Period, point blank. I'm sorry. We can't risk the numbers, man. We can't. We need those call-in numbers to stay up for our own personal reasons and benefits that we got. It's in our best interest for those phone numbers, for those phone lines to stay up, all right, when it comes to certain kind of rankings, okay? So we need those people to stay on the phone line the whole time like they do when they feel like they're involved with the show. If they feel like it's just me, guess what happens? They hang up like they're doing now. We still got plenty of people to vote, you know what I'm saying? But still, not like I would normally do, all right? So we're going to go ahead and do Jay Will's joint. The name of the joint is called I Get It In, and he wants the people to vote. So you guys hit the phone lines. If you've been listening this whole time, it's way up. Shit, I don't know. It's a lot of y'all listening. Plenty of y'all listening. Y'all just don't want to call in. Y'all just listening to these guys just take it to the head, and y'all don't want to help them. Y'all don't want to call and give no feedback. Is this some kind of entertainment to you? We want you guys to call and give feedback. All these people just sitting here listening on the internet and tuning in or whatever the fuck y'all using. Y'all hit these phone lines. 347-934-0966. All right? This is Jay Will. I Get It In. Let's go, homie. Turn up.
Playing the grind, shoot with the rollie on their wrist. Call it hammer time, I come back and pull out. I can slam your spine, money in that full house. Use Michelle Tanner line, a quote. I'm dope to rap away. And I sell crap away. We can put the tracks away, shut off the instrumental. Got a quarter of that girl in the tinted rental. Spread it equal gold though. Kilos of that pure though. Shorty with that ball though. She know I'm sure though. I'm just trying to pay bills. It's Fred the God and Jay Will. I get it how I live it. This is art, I'm painting the picture. This my VA, vivid. In case you forgot, TVM again. I'm not born to fly. And yeah, I get it in.
I get it in, I get it in, I get it in. I get it in, I get it in, I get it in. I get it in, I get it in, I get it in. I get it in, I get it in. I get it in, why? I'm Presley Carter. I get it in, why? I'm Vinny Carter. I get it in, why? I'm Sean Carter. I get it in, why? We don't hang back.
Jay Will, I Get It In. 347-934-0966. That's them down to the show. 347-934-0966. I go ahead and let the people vote. And then I give my phone line is just yeah, well, who we got next? Precise want the people to vote. Frank White want the people to vote. Jay Bird want the people to vote. I didn't even find out who Truth want to vote or not. Problem with the show right about now is this. There's nowhere near as many people calling into the damn phone lines as it normally is. By default, if it goes too low, I'll just start deciding myself. You know, you artists are supposed to have fans, like your family and your friends and your label mates and your producers and whoever else calling into the show. I'm just saying. Because if you get the same 15 people voting, if they just don't like, it's going to be the same outcome. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. All the people who picked me, I don't know if that killed the vibe of the show, because normally we have gazillion people on the phone lines, even still at 9:30. They normally start hanging up to like 9:55 or 50. They'll start hanging up because they know it's about to end. You know what I'm saying? But we got people hanging up like 9 o'clock, 9:10. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to keep that. I don't know if I'm going to sustain that right there. I don't know about that one, homie. I don't know about that for all you people who was like, yo, I want to just pick you. The show is not interesting like that. It's not. People want to hear other people kill you or ill you. Ill you. We just had some mediocre records tonight. Kill or ill you, my bad. I didn't mean to say it like that because it assumes that everybody's whack, and it's really not the case with K100 Radio. We actually do get some great music. If you listen to the music and listen to the broadcast, we really do have some great independent artists over here, man. Like, seriously, for real. We got some of the best. I think we have the best rotation of independent artists out. You know what I'm saying? For real. I think we've amassed the good ones over here. All right? But it's got to be a weeding process. All right, let's see what they think about it. J. Will, I get it in. I'll leave my feedback for after the votes. 267-227, ill or kill?
Ill.
One ill. 770-676, ill or kill?
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling that one, so I'm going to have to kill it.
One and one. 859-619, ill or kill?
Kill it.
760-500, ill or kill? 760-500, hello?
Yo, yo, I don't know what to say about that one, man. I guess, you know, go ahead and ill it, because I don't hate the record too bad.
You don't hate the record? You don't hate the record too bad?
It didn't really impress me, you know what I'm saying, but go ahead and ill it.
Fine. What's that? Two up? One, two, yes. One, ill. Yeah, two up. 480-567, ill or kill?
Honestly, I thought that was straight roadkill.
All right. I'll take one more. 770-826, ill or kill?
Kill.
All right, kill vote for J. Will. The song, it was okay. Even still, that's another one where the quality of the record, like the actual quality of it, like, no, no, man, by the quality of that particular record, for real. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? We got some feedback on Twitter saying, I get it in. Yeah, it was typical. A better hook could have put it in the trap music lane, but they're not feeling it, so they wanted to kill it too. They can't dial in. That's actually a producer, Nextel Nails, and he's actually dope as fuck, so I'm listening to his opinion too. Even though his vote doesn't necessarily count, I'm not going to count his vote in the grand scheme of things, but I will listen to his opinion. I will listen to him if he's tweeting me right now. You know what I'm saying? He didn't hate the record, but you know, it's just... You know, it was typical. I think it was cool. I don't know, maybe Fred the Godson or whoever else would have came in and murked the bars, but you only got a minute and a half to impress me, and you got less than that to impress a DJ. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So, kill vote on that one, J. Will. And again, the quality of it was, you know what I'm saying? All right. Next up. Precise. The name of this joint is called It's On Me. He wants the people to vote. We got Frank White up next. J. Bird. Truth in that order. We still got plenty of time. We got way more than enough time to grab these last couple of artists. Alright. If you guys I think I checked everybody in, you know what I'm saying? I don't see anybody tweeting me saying I didn't check them in or whatever. But if you've been listening like the whole night or whatever and you never did get checked in or whatever, you know what I'm saying, by all means, you know, hit me up, you know what I'm saying, and let me know that I didn't check you in. But at this particular point, I thought I grabbed everybody who actually called the phone line. Again, you guys know I'm not really interested in playing music of artists who don't call in, who don't take the time to call in and check in to the broadcast. I could care less if you get reviewed or not. That's just where I'm at with that. This is Precise. The name of this joint is called It's On Me. He wants the people to vote, so hit the phone lines. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. 866. All right, this is precise, and the name of the joint is called On Me. All right, so go ahead and call into the phone lines, man. All right, and support these artists. You know what I'm saying? They want some real feedback or whatever. I know they don't want feedback just for me, even though I'm the program director. At the end of the day, I'm pretty sure they want people to, you know, give them feedback. That's the whole point. You know what I'm saying? But again, we're trying this new thing where it's just me, and depends on how these numbers fluctuate, I might end that whole scenario. It really didn't pan out for everybody like they thought it would either. Precise, let's go.
Double time, do the rhyme, flip it like jujitsu. Music stuck in limbo, everybody simple. All I hear is pop, 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 like it's a pimple. Proactive, reactive to the counterproductive massive. Taller than the sky be the measure of my status. Them wanna give me wagness, but I just won't have it. Cutting off the wind like a chronic asthmatic. Smooth in delivery, approach pragmatic. Got an everlasting battery pack that's automatic, so I keep going and going. That damn rabbit. Tricks up for kids so you can have at it. Time is standing still, a generation is lost. Blame it on the seeds when you know it's our fault. Blame it on the seeds when you know it's our fault. Blame it on the seeds when you know it's our fault. I tried to put it off, but I can't, it's on me. Tried to blame the other man, but I can't, it's on me. If I fail without a plan, guess what? It's on me, you know, it's on me. Say what? It's on me. I tried to put it off, but I can't, it's on me. Tried to blame the other man, but I can't, it's on me. If I fail without a plan, guess what? It's on me, you know, it's on me. Say what? It's on me. Inside of me lies the heart of a lion, and pounds of grease from the chicken I was frying. Got $1 million house. Ah, man, stop lying. A supermodel spouse and designer kitchen appliances. Brothers with like minds, I form alliances. Universal minds, I revolve around scientists. Take your time, be careful when you're trying this. Hotter than heat and deeper than Leviathan. Lost you at the start, well, let me try again. I'm the reason lyricism is so fly again. Raising you up out of this mind you've been lying in. Confusing without focus is what you're finding in me. You'll find me in the trenches of this war. Reminding everybody why and what we're here for. For the youth that we struggle, keep them out of trouble. They see our ways and actions, no matter how subtle. I tried to put it off, but I can't. It's on me. Tried to blame the other man, but I can't. It's on me. If I fail without a plan, guess what? It's on me. You know, it's on me. Say what? It's on me.
All right. 347-934-0966. That was precise. It's on me. All right. That was some hip-hop. It came with some hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? They said they want the people to vote, so hopefully you got some hip-hop heads on the line. It's not even that many people on the phone line, man. What, we got 15 minutes left in the show? Jesus Christ. And we still got Frank White, Jay Bird, and Truth to vote on. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't even want to, that's why I don't even want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas get mad, and people get mad when they mans and them get killed. So like, fuck K100, they hang up and shit. You know what I'm saying? This is how it happens, man. You feel me? No one likes rejection, though. I don't like rejection. I really don't live stream. I don't like rejection. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving it to you guys really what it is. You know what I'm saying? And so hopefully you guys take the feedback or whatever and go back and fix the things that we gave you honest. I gave you my honest opinion and critique on. And also some of the people who got killed, because actually a lot of y'all still got killed. It didn't even matter if the people picked. It was still just a, it was just, tonight was just one of those nights you had to have some good shit. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we have people come in here and people get by and it's like, what? That got by? You know what I'm saying? And we don't know how it got by. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. All right. Precise, it's on me. Let's get the last couple people that's on the phone lines and let's see what they think, all right? Hit the phone lines up, yo, and really just hit the phone lines up. We got plenty of people that's listening. But y'all still, y'all feel some kind of way because y'all partner got killed or something, or y'all just kicking back. Yeah, but the next couple of artists want people to vote. So call into the show, 347-934-0966. We got people on the phone lines, but I want I don't want to keep going to the same 20, 15, 20 people when I normally have 40 people on the phone line. You know what I'm saying? All right. And then some of y'all on the phone line not hitting the number one. Y'all just on the phone line. Y'all not even voting. Y'all just listening and shit. All right. 209-639. Illa Kill for that joint. Hello. 209. Hello. Area code 209-639. Hello. Hello. All right, they fell off. 248-773, what up?
Ill.
Ill, will you say it again? Which one?
Ill.
All right, that's one kill vote. They wasn't feeling it. 859-619, ill or kill?
Not ill.
That's one ill vote. That's 1-1. 770-676, ill or kill?
I give it an ill.
All right, that's an ill. That's two. Two ills and one kill. It's 209. Just keep calling me. Someone's wrong with their phone. It must be somebody trying to vote for their people, though. 209-629, kill. Area code 209-639. They phone just fucked up. 480-567, ill or kill?
Oh, that was taking it back to hip-hop. You got ill that.
All right, ill. 770-826, ill or kill?
Yeah, ill that.
All right, ill. It's going to get an ill vote. I'm going to try this 209 because they obviously want to talk. They keep calling back. 209-639. Hello. Yeah, their phone just fucked all the way up. They don't know what they're doing. Anyway, Precise, it was cool. I didn't love it, but the people said ill. I'll play it. We'll give it a couple of spins. It was hip-hop, but it wasn't just that super dope hip-hop that I like to get on K1's radio. You know, I love that when these indies come with that hip-hop shit, I be wanting that shit to be ill so I can play it, like, right behind Talib or Nas or, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I be wanting to blend it in, but if it doesn't stand up to the test, then I'll play it just at random. You know what I'm saying? But it was a good record, though. It was cool, though, at the end of the day. And it was probably the only pure hip-hop record that we got all night. So, you know, and the people said ill it, so fine, ill. We'll give it an ill vote. It wanted the people, and it worked out for them. So Precise got an ill. It's been a tough night. It's been a tough night, and it's been a tough crowd over here at K100 Radio today, I'm telling you. Because people was talking about they want me to vote and thought I was just going to give them a pass. Like, fuck no. Better give me some good music. Frank White. Uh-oh, my bad. One wrong. Frank White. You know that sound effect? I'm going to start using that one. This one right here. Shit was doo-doo. I had one record tonight that had that should have been for the hook. The hook was just horrible. I don't know who the fuck was singing that shit. Y'all know which one I'm talking about. I'm saying, y'all know that hook was like, I don't know what the fuck was up with that hook. Frank White! Featuring Southside Tonio. Actually, Frank White, I don't know him personally, but I do know, Dummy Southside Tonio, and he's actually got a joint that's already over here in rotation, you know what I'm saying? That we fuck with over here. You know what I'm saying? He's actually at two or three records. You know what I'm saying? Southside Tonio. He goes in. You feel me? The name of this joint is called Don't Fuck Up My Money. I'm glad I didn't write the name down. But yeah. But he wants the people to vote too. So you guys got to call in and vote for Frank White. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. All right? You know I'm on live stream. I tell y'all I'm on live stream. Anyway, I don't know how many of y'all people are watching over there. Who knows? I don't even, you know, it is what it is. I'm just trying something different with the live stream. I'm setting everything up for when we, you know, do bigger and better things we got coming up. You know what I'm saying? I got to bump up my CPU, though, to get some better quality out of that joint. For real. That's some real mediocre quality. I'm killing myself for that quality over there on live stream. Where we at? Frank White. Don't fuck up my money. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Y'all call in and fuck with the homie Frank White. featuring Southside Tonio. A shot, shot. That's the homie. Yo. I fucks with the homie, Southside Tonio. Let's see what this joint is. I'm interested. See what's popping with it. I'm going to have to let that second verse ride my partner in the morning, though. Anyway, turn up.
Yeah. Yeah. Ha. Wait. I'm on it. I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my town.
Turn up.
You lying.
Yeah.
Turn up. Down on my grind.
Turn up. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting it work. Getting it cheese. Fucking it, bitch. Fucking it, bitch. Stacking it paper. These niggas is watching the hate on me.
The hate on me.
I be like, damn. I am a champ. And I'm undefeated. Knock on my door if you want to. You niggas don't wanna come see. You niggas is stalking and talking and hating and debating and waiting and lying. No more just riding the plane. I be like, damn, wait, fall back, fuck, nigga, fuck, nigga, my team, fuck with my crew. My niggas coming for you,
niggas coming for
me. Fuck up my mind, fuck up my mind,
yeah.
Don't fuck up my side,
don't fuck up my mind,
yeah.
Don't fuck up my mind,
turn up,
don't fuck up my
mind,
don't fuck up my mind,
black,
don't fuck up my mind,
white,
don't fuck up my
green,
don't fuck up my mind,
don't fuck up my mind,
don't fuck up my
sheep,
don't fuck up my cheese, don't fuck up my weed,
don't fuck up my mind.
Don't fuck with my cash, show us your ass. Don't fuck with my mind.
Don't fuck with my mind.
Don't fuck up, don't fuck up, don't fuck up, don't fuck up, don't fuck up my mind.
Don't do it, my mind.
Don't fuck up, don't fuck up, don't fuck up, don't fuck up, don't fuck up my mind.
Don't do it, my mind.
Don't fuck with my cash, don't fuck with my money, don't fuck with my chill. Don't fuck with my sons, don't fuck with my daughter, you get your ass killed.
Blah, blah, blah.
Don't fuck with, don't fuck with, don't fuck with, don't fuck with, don't fuck with my bitch, don't fuck with my grind.
Oh no,
can't fuck with this phone, don't fuck up on his.
Nah.
Don't fuck with my weed.
Weed.
Don't fuck with my shit.
No.
I'ma be pissed, don't fuck up my eyes. Turn up, in this bitch.
Turn up.
Don't fuck with me, peer.
Peer.
Don't fuck with my team, don't fuck with you, lame.
Lame.
I ain't changed, same nigga, bigger frame, different name. Tell him,
brain.
Don't
fuck up my mind.
Woo.
Don't fuck up my mind.
Yeah.
Don't fuck up my side.
Don't fuck up my mind.
Yeah.
Don't fuck up my mind.
Turn up.
Don't fuck up my mind.
Don't fuck up my mind.
Black.
Don't fuck up my mind.
White.
Don't fuck up my
green.
Don't fuck up my mind.
Hush.
Don't fuck up my mind.
Don't fuck up my
sheep.
Don't fuck up my cheese.
Don't fuck up my weed.
Don't fuck up my mind.
Don't fuck up my mind.
Don't fuck up my cash. Show us your ass. Don't fuck up my mind.
Don't fuck up my mind.
Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up my mind.
Don't do it, my
mind. Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up my mind.
Don't do it, my mind.
The money is rolling up, falling up, flipping, I'm whipping it, bitch. They watching, they talking, they scratching their heads. So turn up your shit.
We're fucking my
ribs. I be like all in your bitch. She be like all in my bed. She say she love it in waters and mouth. She know how it go.
No bad, no bad.
I'm out.
Believe it or not, that was only at right at 2 minutes. It seemed like that was the whole song. I think they only did like 8 bars. Was it 8 or 12? It wasn't, definitely wasn't 16. Because I was like, wait a minute, it's the third verse. I look up. And I'm like, shit, it's only 2 minutes and 10 seconds. I thought I had to went way over and shit, listen to the record. It's just a short song, but it sounds like they did. That was third verse already. It was still at 2 minutes and 10 seconds. It didn't even seem like it was that short. Anyway, to the people. We go. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. I'll give you my feedback after we take the votes. All right? My bad. I said someone on the last song said kill, and they said ill. They tweeted me and said, I said ill, not kill. It didn't matter. It didn't change the outcome because they actually got ill for Precise. But Precise actually got one more ill than kill. Someone tweeted me and said, that was me, 248, and I didn't kill it. I illed it. My bad. This is Fubalism fucking that up. All right. So that was, he actually got more ill votes than what originally thought from the 480. All right. My bad. All right. 682-240. Ill or kill for that joint. The Frank White joint. 682-240. Hello? Okay. 773-955. Ill or kill for that joint. What the fuck? 773-955. Hello. 760-500. It'll kill.
Ill.
All right. That's an ill vote. Why you calling me and don't want to say shit? 770-676. It'll kill.
I give it an ill.
Ill. 859-619. Ill or kill?
I give it a kill.
A kill? I want to make sure I'm saying it. You said kill, right?
Yeah, that's a kill it.
Okay. All right. Two ills, one kill. 770-826. Ill or kill?
Man, kill that shit, yo. Kill it.
Tied up. Two kills. 480567. Ill or kill? My bad for the last one.
I gotta feel that.
You said ill?
Ill. Yeah, ill. I-L-L.
All right. I-L-L. My bad. My bad, homie. What's
you
happening? What's your next tell? What's going on? Hello?
What's up? Yeah, what's up?
I said, what's going on with you, man?
Nah, man. Not much, dude. Just fucking drinking and shit. Listen.
All right, shit. Well, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it. He like, nigga, nothing, nigga. Just drinking, listening, nigga. Ill. Three ills, two kills. This is a close one. Did somebody else call in? Was it 760? Okay. Hey, 760-500. Hello? They didn't vote that. No, they were there fucking around. They can't talk. 858-752. Ill or kill. Hello?
Yeah.
858-752. Hello? I guess motherfuckers are just listening, but they pressed number one. That was a close fucking vote, man. Fuck it. 3-2. Y'all heard it live. Fuck it. He said he wanted the people to work out for him. Some of y'all earlier motherfuckers probably should have picked people too. I'm just saying. Frank White got it ill by one vote. Skin of his teeth, but he got it in there. However, I wanted to give my feedback after. I didn't want to influence the vote. So everybody know I'll be, you know, I don't want to say anything. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody know, you know, my homie, you know what I'm saying, Southside Tony. So I say I'm not going to say nothing because then people are like, oh, I influenced the vote. So he got ill by one vote. All right? But I think they snapped on the verses. I like the verses. You know what I'm saying? The quality on the record, Frank White, is... The quality on the record is questionable, homie. So we're going to play the record. I don't know how much we're going to play the record, but we're definitely going to play it because you got the ill vote. The quality on it is, you know, it's it could be better. It could be better. Although we had some people that actually had worse quality tonight, out of all the songs that got ill, that's probably one of the lower end on the quality end of the ones that did get ill tonight. You feel me? So work on that. I'd love for you to go back and get that mixed and mastered properly and then send it back to me. I probably played a lot more because y'all did snap on the verses. I did snap on the verses. I fuck with them verses. Alright? Alright, so but be that as it may, you did get the one. You got one more than so you got an ill vote. You got one more than you got killed. So salute to you on that. You did get in. Jay Bird. Jay Bird. This is Vodka and Ice Cream. Alright? Name is joint's called Vodka and Ice Cream. And we got Truth. We got Truth also. So we got two more and we're gonna end the show, alright? This is Jay Bird. The name of this joint is called Vodka and Ice Cream. And Jay Bird wants the people to vote too. So hit the phone lines, 347-934-0966. All right? This is Jay Bird. The name of this joint is called Vodka and Ice Cream. Let's get it.
All we wanna do is party. All my ladies, move your body. Shake it, the party rocking. Everything to get it with some models, ain't tripping off the haters or whoever wanna follow. It's been a big and good night, homie, no drama. So many beautiful ladies, they hear I'm finna holler. Hey baby, take a sip of that, where all of your friends at? Bring them to the VIP, all of y'all can chill with me. All my single ladies with the glasses up, it's the Purdy Boy, y'all know what's good. All we wanna do is party. All my ladies, move your body. Shake it, the party, rockin' everything to get it rockin'. Vodka and cream, got me too turned up. Battle in my hands, shit
grinding on my nuts, got a bad chick on the table dancing like a stripper. And I ain't fucking dollars when I say I wanna tip her. All money in like Nipsey Hussle. All she getting is a flex, baby, no I'm muscle. Back to the crib where the clothes come off and them heels come off and them lights turn off. I eat it up, beat it up, lead a pussy, leave it. Better stick, beat it, place around my neck, rock them like a chain. She loves it, she can't get enough. It's a dirty boy, y'all never stood. All we wanna do is
I don't know if I was saying, but that's a Baca and Cran, or no, I didn't. I think I said something else besides Baca and Cran, because I wrote that the way I wrote it down. That's what it looked. I totally killed. Just for me, just for messing up the name of that record, and it's so obvious what it was until I loaded it up, and then the name popped up in the system. So this is like a couple more double taps to the head for Blizzard. I've been killing it all night. Now, to the phone lines we go, to the people. That wasn't a kill vote for him. That was for me murderizing the name of that record. I was not saying it right at all. But that's what I wrote. That's how I wrote it down. We got one more. Shit, you can't call back into the show. I guess I have to do truth myself. But we got a couple people left on the phone lines to vote on this Jay Bird joint, Baca and Cran. You can't call back in the switchboard right now. If you listen to me on the internet, you can't call back to the switchboard now because it's after 10 o'clock. And the switchboard shuts off at 10. You can't call back in. I probably should have said that before I started that vote. Before I started that record. But we got enough people on here to take a vote. And we're going to see what's popping with the J Bird record real quick. 770-826. Illa Kill for that joint.
We'll give it an L.
You're giving it an L. Okay. Know what I feel about it. 480-567, Illa Kill.
I'm going to tell you how to ill that.
All right, ill. That's two of them. Everybody nice. 859-619, Illa Kill.
Kill it.
858-752, Illa Kill.
Ill, man.
Ill. All right. 760-500, Illa Kill.
Ill.
Well, it looks like Jay Bird made the right decision to go with the ill vote. I'm going to go with the people. Ended up getting them an ill. I'm going to do this last joint, too. All right. I got to do this last record, Truth. And the name of this joint is called Never Made It. You guys stay on the phone line. Don't hang up. If you're on the phone line right now, do not hang up. By the way, if you're trying to call into the phone line right now, sorry to tell you that you can't call into the switchboard after 10 o'clock. Baca and Cran. I fucked the name up, Jay Bird. Yes, I know, but you still got it ill. And I killed myself for fucking up your name, Jay Bird. But you still got it ill. Why is... That's not Nextel. My bad. I've been fucking up. My bad. I thought that was Nextel because he... Nextel said he didn't like the Baca joint. It was boring. I didn't love it either. We're going to play it, though. And how much we're going to play it is not a question. But we got one last one. One last one, man, all right? So we got to do this last one and we out of here. This is Never Made It by Truth. I think they were actually on the phone line earlier, but we had a mix-up. They didn't press the number one, so they got put in the back of the line. But we're definitely going to make sure they get voted on because they said that they had been on the phone line for a while. So we definitely got to get this voted on. It's called Never Made It, and I didn't even get to see which way they wanted me to vote as far as if they wanted people or me. So we're just going to do a combination of the two for this one. This is Truth. The name of the joint is called Never Made It, all right? Featuring Ashley Munn. Yeah, it's got a feature on it. Let's see what's popping with this joint. This might be one dope one before we ride out. Let's go.
I'm tired, man. I'm damn tired. Look, I've never been so sure of something in my life before. And it's dark.
Wasted, bitterness has been tasted, because I never made it, my family devastated, a lifetime just wasted, because I never made it.
I never made it, cause I'm trapped in a bubble, my whole career's been built out of ashes and rubble, it's muddled, my shining moments, yeah, I've had a couple, but the vision of my career may be just a little bit subtle, cause Hollywood, it's a jungle, that's a completely different mud puddle, they'll strap you up in a muzzle, and tie you down with a belt buckle, but if that's which one, y'all better know how to juggle, cause you show them the least amount of trouble, they'll throw you more curves than a motherfucking jigsaw puzzle, but what am I going to do, I flex and show my muscle, walk right up to the game and hit that in the face with a shovel, but during the struggle, I can't lie, I got knocked on my the muckle of times and walked away from the fight with bloody knuckles. The chuckle, so thank you, way to rap. Just cause of all the stuff you might have smuggled. Take a seat with all the other pricks beyond befuddled. Think you played your cards right, you better reshuffle. I'm telling you now, put the mic down, turn your around and go back to your girlfriend that likes to cuddle.
Never made it, my family devastated. A lifetime just wasted. Bitterness has been tasted.
Yeah, cause I'm talking to you. All we can trust each other now, boo. Now, I know what Drake meant too. No new friends, no new friends. No new. Cause these people wanna see you split in two. God, what I get us into. We got a story, now it's being written new. Our dreams are coming true, I mean, God, girl.
I'm gonna take the last couple of calls on the line, and then I'm gonna give you my opinion about the record. It's only like five people left on the phone. There's not even that many people left on the phone line. Because we already passed 10 o'clock point. And no one can call back into the switchboard. 480-567. Illakill. Now it's not even hardly.
That's my. That's my song, so I gotta ill it.
Your vote don't count. Stand by. 770-826. Illakill.
Kill that.
All right. Let me. Basically, no one is left on the phone line. I'm going to go ahead and give you my vote. You got to go ahead up with me now, homie. You heard one person kill it. You know what I'm saying? Because after 10 o'clock, that's the problem with the record. All right, let me stop the record, though. But I'm going to give you some real-life feedback. You know what I'm saying? Since you're the last one and you've been on the phone line for a minute and I didn't get you early on, I'm going to stop the record. I'm going to give you, like, I'm going to stop the music. I'm going to give you, like, the real feedback, what I feel about the record. All right? And this is, like, real shit. Now, I'm going to give it a kill, but let me tell you why I'm giving it a kill. I like everything about your record, homie. Where you from?
I'm from Ohio.
Ohio. I like everything about your record except you.
Oh, really?
I like everything about your record except your flow. I like the beat. I like the hook. I like the concept. You feel what I'm saying? I like what you try. I like the subject that you pick to talk about. Because honestly, I've had it up to fucking here with Molly, twerk, trap, club, real nigga. Trust me.
Right.
Every time somebody talks about anything except those fucking subjects, I want to hear the record and I want it to work. I want the record to work when you don't talk about that shit because I'm fucking sick of it as a programming director.
Right.
Fucking sick of it.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Shut up.
Right.
I am. You know what I'm saying? And you had the right subject. You had everything, your bars. And far be it from me to tell someone to not to lower their standards, but to not achieve a certain level of expertise. But what made me not like the record is you trying to do too much in the bars that I felt like just listening to you rap, you weren't capable of doing yet. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
You tried to go rapid. You tried to go with the rapid choppy flow, and you're not there yet. You're not there yet. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you take that same. In fact, I hope that you listen to what I'm saying. And if you, I don't even let people resubmit records. I don't. Cool. I will because you stayed on the phone line this whole time, and you're the last person, right? And you waited, and then I fucked up, and you know you were on the line, but you didn't press one, and you didn't know that whatever, and you end up getting pushed to the back. All right. Be that as it may. I'll even let you do this. Go back, record your verses, and don't try to do too much.
All
right. Ride the two on the track trying to pop, 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 and I said, da, 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 and I'm don't do that. Obviously, you're not ready. Your flow isn't there yet. I know in your head, it sounds like that's the flow that matches it, and that is the flow that matches it. That is something that if Eminem was on the track, he would do. You know what I'm saying? He would do that rapid fire stop, that stop and flow, rapid fire, choppy flow. That's the flow that fits that beat because it's slow, but it's also calling for a rapid fire, choppy flow. But you're not ready. You can't keep on beat, and you're off beat. And since you're off beat with it, it's killing the record.
Word, okay. Okay,
that's
I'm listening.
I can't even give you, I haven't given any more real feedback all night than that one. Because, like I just said, I respect the fact that you held on to the last minute and you're the last caller or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I really want that. I actually like the record. I like what you're talking about. The girl singing the hook, she's in pocket, whoever she is, the feature, Ashley Munn, to her. Kudos to her. All right. Tell her from Blizzard at K1's radio she did her thing. Don't go change. Don't go fucking with the hook. Don't go changing shit. Leave the hook alone. Leave the beat alone. And actually, your quality on the record, the mix and wherever you recorded it at and whoever mixed it and everything for you, good. One of the better ones of the night. Your flow, you tried to overstep your actual right now. And, of course, you can always get better. But right now, you tried to do something that you wasn't capable of doing. And you were offbeat. And your offbeatness was just killing me. As an MC, I'm a MC who started. I'm not a person who started a radio station. And who can't rap? You know what I'm saying? Listening to Magic and you know what I'm saying, and all those other guys who actually played the sport, commentate. I actually rapped. You know what I'm saying? I was actually in the office. I sold out. If you Google my name, you'll see that I got albums out, and I'm actually on Pandora and all kind of shit as an artist. You know what I'm saying? And so when I started the station, that's why my standards are so high with the MCs and the bars and the flow spitting. So with that being said, I'm giving you some like real feedback. It was your flow that you tried to overstep what you could do. And it was, I could see, it wasn't even really necessary for that record. You didn't even have to do that. You know what I'm saying? So don't get me wrong. If you could have pulled it off right, it would have made the record snap. But since obviously your ability to just nail that kind of flow isn't there yet, you didn't even necessarily have to do that. You could have just made it simpler and just focus on riding the beat instead of jumbling all those words in there that you don't have to have for that song. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, man, I appreciate the feedback, too. That's awesome.
Redo those verses, homie, and slow your pattern down and slow it down to a pace that you can just nail it with the timing, with the beat. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about what you're saying so much as riding that track. Focus on that. Get that down, and that'll be a great – all right?
All right, man.
Thank you, bro. And then you can send it back. I don't even let people resubmit, but resubmit that song when you change those verses. And I think you'll get
awesome.
I like it. I like it, and I want it to work because you're not talking about the same repetitive shit I'm sick of motherfuckers talking about. All right?
Right on. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
100. All right, there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen. There's my background music. I had to give the homie some real live feedback at the end because he was real patient and shit, you know what I'm saying? But that's what was, that particular record, that's what was taken away from it. And it wasn't, it was just like, seriously, he didn't even have to do it. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have to do it because the record was standing. The girl singing the hook was handling her business. The beat, the mix, everything was good. And then it's not that I don't feel like that was necessarily a good flow pattern to go with the track. But if you're going to go with that choppy flow pattern, when you spit bars, if you're going to spit bars, you're going to go through and you're going to spit bars, you got to spit bars. If you're going to spit bars, you got to make sure you're able to spit bars. I don't care how you pull it off. You got to punch every two bars or how the fuck. But you got to spit the bars, and the bars got to be timed, and it got to be on point. If you're going to flow spit that choppy, that up-tempo choppy pattern. You know what I'm saying? Because when you off, that's going to just fuck the whole record up. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what, that was the only problem with the record. But overall, if he goes back and he fixed that, I think that'd be a great record. I don't know. I wish I had a whole bunch of people on the phone lines left to see if I was actually right about that particular feedback. I think what I was, you know what I'm saying, what I'm saying with the feedback, it really is, you know what I'm saying, what it is, you know what I'm saying. All right, so anyway, Nextel, I want Nextel to tell me. Nextel, you tell me if he's listening to me on the internet. You tell me if I was all right about that particular feedback for that record. But I think that's what it was about the record, because it was actually not bad. All right. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning into the show. Really appreciate you tuning in for Illa Kill. I don't know if I'm going to do this whole thing with me being the person who gives the feedback, because obviously that's killing my phone line numbers, because people want to be engaged with the show. And they started hanging up way earlier than normal, like halfway through the show, because everybody kept saying, oh, I want you to pick it. Well, if I pick it, the people on the phone lines feel like, well, what the fuck am I holding on to the phone line for? I might as well hang up if I'm not going to give my feedback. And that changed the whole dynamic of the show. So I don't think that's going to be the move. I tried. You guys asked me to do it that way. You guys was talking about people was hating and blah, blah, blah. And I was listening to my inbox and my email. You know, y'all guys were telling me things, and I tried to just be the only person, but they didn't, the phone lines, I need the phone line numbers. So, I don't know if that's going to be next week. I'm sorry, for everybody who requested that and said that's a great idea, where the fuck were you all night tuning in? That's all I got to say about that. Anyway, shout out to my homie Magnum P.I. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and you're over here on the south side, be we're going to be at J. Paul's, and I'm going over to, well, Next Level is called Next Level now, and they painted it white, and it's, they tried to go upscale. Nigga, this is Clayton County. Stop it. Anyway, but they did. They tried to go upscale with it, and the homie Magnum P.I. X-Squad is in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm invited out. I'm going to go over there and show face to that tonight. So if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and you find us looking for something to do tonight, especially if you're over here on the south side, Clay Cole, or if you're over here on the east side, drive your ass over here, west side, drive your ass on down. If you live in Gwinnett, you get a pass, because nigga, I probably wouldn't do it either. But you're still welcome to come. I want to help you do come through. And, you know, it's I know you know it as J. Paul's, and you might think it's a little bit rowdy or whatever, whatever, but actually, it's okay now. It's okay now. I've been there the past couple of times. There's been no problems. They had a bad rep from the gate days. That was a long time. That's when they let the Jits in, a.k.a. Jitterbugs, 18 and up. Yeah, that's when all the drama was popping off and all that bullshit. It's good now. You know what I'm saying? The people throwing the party, they're good now. Everybody that's involved tonight, it's good now. Come through J. Paul's. We're going to go over there and do our thing. I wish I had the flyer. I would pop it up on the screen. You like that split screen thing I got going on over here on live stream? Shouts out to everybody listening on live stream. Anyway, hold on, let me put that back to the moon. So, let me sign out over here. Thanks everybody for tuning in to K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. It's really been great. I'll leave you with this. And I love this record. I don't know why I love the record so much, but I love this new Rick Ross joint. And everybody's talking shit about Rick Ross. I saw some kind of controversy about some shit he supposedly said with, about Trayvon Martin. I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know. I was trying to read that about some controversy or something he said about Trayvon Martin or some shit. Anyway, but he's got this record. He's got a couple of records out. He's got the new joint with Kanye and, who was that? Kanye and Big Sean. That's cool. That's Sanctified. You know what I'm saying? But the Biggie remake, though. The Biggie remake? And everybody always says, like, you know, he's like a Southern Rick Ross, but then, you know, he had questions of credibility and street cred and everything that happened with him, and so they kind of killed it. But when he came out, everybody was like, yo, he's the new Biggie, you know, with his voice and everything. It was so gruffy and everything, and the way he sounded on the track, and he's I give a fuck what you say about him, he's an excellent lyricist, excellent. Ross is one of the dopest when it comes down to what the fuck he's writing and what he's saying. And I don't think anybody picks a better beat to rap over than Ross. Every beat this dude picks damn near is dope. He just got an ear for what's a dope track. I mean, you got to give it to him, yo. GD's, fake name, whatever, made up, like, I don't give a fuck. None of that in the grand scheme of things matters to me when it comes to, is a record dope? You know what I'm saying? I know you want motherfucking rappers to be the most gangster motherfuckers of all, but I'm sorry to inform you that your favorite rapper probably a bitch nigga too. Not too saying Rick Ross is a bitch nigga, because I don't know him personally, but I'm just saying your favorite rapper that you think is the most gangster nigga might be a snitch. You don't know. But you grew up with, did you go to high school with these niggas? I didn't go to high school with none of these motherfuckers I be fucking with. Well, a couple of them I did in the underground. The rest of you famous motherfuckers, I don't know what you did. You could be making up all that shit. Who the fuck cares? The point is, I like this record. He remade the shit. And the Biggie joint, you know what I'm saying? He didn't remake it. He just used that beat. And it just, I don't know. It just fits him. It's like a big nigga beat. It's like a fat nigga beat. It's like whoever fat raps on this is going to work. I guess. I don't know. I just like it. I don't know why I like it, but it's a dope record. So anyway, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to start it off with this. And I'm out, man. I'm going to see you guys on the south side over here. Jay Paul's, man. I'm going to go over here and party and chop it up with my peoples over here with X-Squad. Magna P.I. over here for these Pisces birthday bash and all that good shit, man. You know, we be out here. We be in the streets and we do this shit. I'm the program director that you see out here at the clubs, at the venues, chopping it up at the music festivals, shaking hands with the artists, taking CDs in person. Fuck is the rest of these motherfucking highfalutin motherfuckers. Nowhere to be found, but K100 Radio was there. Check out the website. We got a whole bunch of new content, and we got a whole bunch of new events that we got put on the event page. We're going to be at the Diamond Awards down in Jacksonville, and we're going to be at South by Southwest. I'm excited. So, anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in to the show, man. I really appreciate that shit, man. You know what I mean? Everybody who did hang on or whatnot or whatever. Everybody who got ill, congratulations. We'll get you put in rotation here soon. Some of you guys are going to get heavy rotation. Some of you guys are going to get light rotation. But at least you're getting played. RIP to the people who got killed. Please submit again. Submit another song. We want you on the station. You just got to come correct, all right? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio, man. Hit the website up, ChannelsEntertainment.com. I'm on Instagram at K100_radio, Twitter at K100_radio. My personal Twitter is at Blizzum, IG at Blizzum_. Fuck with me on Facebook. I don't accept all Facebook friend requests, though. I just can't. At this point, it's just too much. Some of you, y'all just too fucking depressing on Facebook. You put too much of your life history on that bitch. I do, too, but y'all depressing. Deuces, man. New Rick Ross, man. Nobody featuring French Montana and Diddy. You weak, jealous motherfuckers. That's how he goes in, like on that. You know, you get on the Biggie joint. You weak, jealous motherfuckers. And it's like, and it's radio voiced out. It's got the distortion on it. The hollowed out radio voice. He's got that on here. You want to ride with kings? Diddy is the best shit talker ever in the game. I'm sorry. He is. K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K-100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
The biggest boss, Ricky Rose. Make sure you pre-order my new album, Mastermind, iTunes, right now. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, on IG. Make sure you follow my homie right here on IG. You better hit him up on Twitter right now. Mastermind, the countdown is official. We're a few days away. Hey, let's light the city up, homie. Let's light the city up. Let's get some more money.